fail, be so cruel when this black sun breathe on.
Hello?
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you more.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Is their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
Oh boy, you woke up, dumb dumb.
Oops, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going
on in here?
Never surrender!
Sit down and shout.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
I know it.
I'm out of touch with you.
What?
Ultra-humongous penis.
I saw at least 4 feet of its head.
Wow. Oops.
That can happen.
Local hot water. Simple hot water this evening.
No mistake. They used to tase me in my Jason Chantilly.
Going bathroom and not night.
Oh, humiliating.
Got up the home of Paris.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Yanked off the air yesterday. Walked over Mars.
Well, I don't get the rain man cold.
Siegel often at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely enough to get it. So I planned on doing a selfie.
He crossed the line when he started laughing at me back.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Not as confident here.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I'm getting this crack apart.
Oh, I'm about as politically correct as your turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy.
Do you for me for employee of the money of the month?
No.
That bad.
Is this evil? Okay, then. How you put it?
Chug-a-ma-loo-ma-nick-a-nick. Hob-a-loo-hoo-ka-mick-a-mick. Goodbye to Texas University. Good baby, quiet, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song of where it sounds like hell. Goodbye to Texas University. Now for the egg. What in the world did that mean?
Number for everything. 866-206-235. Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good, good, good.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, a lot of hockey yesterday. Watched all four games.
How many hours?
The,
12 hours?
Logged a lot of time. Logged a lot of time. A full day layout like that? You gotta take advantage. I mean, you got to start squeezing all of them in. Now, if I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch the entirety of all the games. I think Chicago-Nashville game, that third period of the Calgary-Vancouver game, but that thing didn't start till late. But other than that, solid day. And in between, you flip over, although the race was a bust yesterday.
Well, they kept spone, right, because of rain?
Yeah, oh, you had horrible, horrible rains. Hey, what happened to Denny's neck?
Spasm.
Or.
Well, he made the call. Yeah, after they, because they ran like 20 some laps, and then obviously there was a.
Like, was it like
three,
four or
three,
something?
4 hour delay.
Right.
And, Jones in.
With?
No.
Where was he?
See, I've read different. One said he was in Charlotte.
Right.
And I'm thinking.
Wait, the race was okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What if he was drinking?
Well.
Just,
you know,
just in the big boys race.
Wait, no. How many laps you need me for?
He said, I don't think he should have been pounded.
But I mean, he's a backup who could be a backup driver.
Oh, obvious. Well, I mean, listen, he's having a beer or two. But what if he wasn't at home? Was he at home? Home? What was he, just like watching TV? Man, this rain delay sucks.
Oh, crap, MASH.
Oh, he was... No, I flipped on with some, I don't know, some like underwater TV show. I have no idea what it was. I was like, goodbye.
You know what MASH just is anymore?
Other than Scott, no one will complain every time.
Episode.
Eric Jones was sitting on his couch planning his midday nap. Midday nap.
I like to plan
he's
for my midday
18
nap.
And he's planning a nap?
Diane. When he was sent a text letting him know that he might be needed at...
Holy crap. So then he's got to get to the airport, get on a... Thank God there's a flight at that time.
You don't think he flew private? He easily did.
Probably just got on the old plane. Dude, could you imagine? Wait a minute, he's never done Sprint Cup before.
No, that was his debut, yeah. Packed his bag, called his father at the Concord airport, 35-minute flight.
Holy crap. How much leeway did he have when he got to the track? Didn't he, like, get there, like, with no time?
I mean, relatively, no time.
So it's like, his suit as he's walking to the track.
I bet, and it's your Sprint Cup debut. He probably diarrheaed all over that plane. You'd be nervous. You'd be guzzling water, source. Guzzling water, then you got mucked over. Well, I'm saying sometimes that's the best way to start when you don't have any time to think about it, except for that flight.
He had plenty of time on that.
Here. You know what? Don't even close the door. Just let it air out as we go. How'd he do, though? I didn't see how he finished.
It's like 25th or 26th.
So nothing great. But Denny's already pretty in, right?
He won, yeah.
Yeah, because of the Martinsville race. So he's already in. Dude, so is he a mess this weekend? This weekend you get Richmond.
I flew in and then he helicoptered to the track. Well, Denny said he didn't think it was worth.
Already in.
So he was, I'm sure,
this
Richmond,
weekend.
It's home. Track.
Yeah, no, of course he went to the race. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, literally the only thing I saw was Nard and then some underwater show. And I was like, well, right you go. Here we go.
But with like 10 or something to go, they red flagged it again to dry the track.
Oh, my God.
So
what a pain in the ass.
Even once you got going, you found yourself.
And that was already
delayed.
Late into the evening, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was like 10 o'clock at night. So it wasn't a night race at Bristol.
Oh, so I was already into the Vancouver-Calgary game.
A Sunday night race when it's not a holiday weekend.
No. I saw the long delay. I was like, sweet. You know what that means? Monday racing. And I love that. All right, so they got that in last night. Yeah, that's what it probably makes sense too. Because heading into Richmond, so that makes sense. The on the down low. How long has it been since there's been an Arthur issue at the? There was not one. There was not one over the weekend. But it's been a while.
Was the last one like those are toilets? Or?
I don't even remember, but it's been a long time.
Okay, right.
At least year and a half probably since we've had the last hunt. But if you'll remember, there was where like Missy was held down, where she there was also
like books moved.
A series of books, and one was taken out and turned the other way. There was one where Shannon heard the man being rifled through that was supposed to be on the counter bed.
Just gave me the willy.
But it's been a while since there's been any. I don't want to say what you would call it.
Incident.
Yeah, just any kind of ghostly incidents at the house. It's been a long time.
What'd you miss?
I didn't miss it. There over the weekend.
So wait, that's their bedroom now?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, Diane, I mean, nothing's happened in a year and a half.
Do they know?
No. God, no. Oh, no, they have no idea. They have no room. So so one of them, it started, there was a whole thing. One of the kids broke their bed. I don't know how many times you have
jumping
to tell
on
the other side of the bed. It's easier, it's best to walk around the bed. You don't run. You hop up on your feet and your ass to get to the other side of the bed. But we insist on doing that. And I'm not replacing a bed. In you go. So yesterday, everything got moved in there. So I have no idea how the night went. Becky went for it. I was like, just like, okay. I'm like, oh boy.
Good idea. he won't sleep for the next 3 years, but.
So there was like no yelling and screaming went to bed last night. So it's not like the closets opened up and like dolls started flying. And there was
it's a clown doll that came to life. But other than that, it was fine.
No, but you know what's funny? In my head, all I've done is replay the Poltergeist trailer in my head. Nod. At some point, I made a joke to Jackie. Where will they ceiling for the rope to come? So when we had to go climbing through there and pull all the slime through, when
Daddy's hilarious. Remember, that's Beyonce's new stepdad.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The three people in that paranormal team that came in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's Beyonce's stepdad. Yeah. He's going to be at my house in the next. So do now.
When the meat comes to life.
But now there's part of it just to see what kind of activity there is. But if he starts, why all my stuff
that
is
was,
flying around my room?
It's going to traumatize your kid.
I'll just tell him he's dreaming, then I'll just move him right out.
Okay.
Although, what was the movie where there was stuff flying around in the room, but they couldn't open the door? Which
Sounds
one was
kind
that?
Of Poltergeist-y.
I don't think where everything was. Go see the new Poltergeist. God, does that look good?
Never
seen the original.
I've seen like two scary movies.
Does Poltergeist count as a scary movie?
Yes.
It's kind of thrilling more than scary. Oh, remember when Joe Beth Williams goes sliding across the kitchen floor? Oh, maybe that's when it goes sliding across the bedroom floor like it's a game.
And then all the corpses will pop up and the toilet is under construction. Are you talking about like stuff flying around the room?
What was the
Wizard of Oz?
No. What was the movie where like complaining that there's all kinds of stuff going on in the room and the parents are like, oh, you're just making hear the kids screaming, and they go to try to open the door and they can't, and in the room everything that the kid owns is like a
maybe was that in like the
like
next
tornado
like the Poltergeist 2 or something?
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is Poltergeist and I just don't remember it.
Oh.
If that's to move him out of there. Yeah. Or if he starts talking to him.
Whatever.
Well, what are you going to do? Something. I got to move him somewhere.
You know what? I slept on a box. I was in my 20s.
On a box spring on the floor when I... my 20s. That was good.
I like...
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, when you're in your 20s, when you're a kid, you don't want that.
No, they're going to think that's cool. It's going to be...
My kids don't camp. What do they
need? Exactly. They don't know what they're missing.
That's not true. Once a year, we camp in the backyard when the Meninos cuff at the tent.
I would floor then.
Agree. No harm, no foul. He doesn't know what goes on in the haunted room.
There's a lot of foul on the floor.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was either that or like little tiny feet on the bed. It's from on the floor.
Milk crate it. That way you can also stack your underwear and your socks in there. That's what we did. Exactly what we did. That's where you put your...
Those are stolen.
Your underwear... Well, of course. But that's where you put your underwear and your socks.
How'd your kid break his arm?
Fell
out of his bed. Had,
they're kind of small.
On the ground.
And he likes it, huh?
I like his bed better than mine.
Oh, you know what? Then maybe that's where I'll end up putting him. Well, I will once Beelzebub comes in and takes everything.
You're bringing the devil into it. You know who doesn't like to be mocked? Satan.
So he's and there was nothing last night. I'm not there this morning to see all the blood, but still,
blood.
Hi,
Ellie. It's Galen.
Hey, Galen.
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I was just calling to say that when they're trapped in the room and no one can hear the poltergeist.
Is it?
Is it the first
one?
It's the
original. There's the closet's open and there's like white light and things are flying around the room and the kids are screaming and then the girl and the parents can't get the door open.
And what's the, then what's...
Remember when the room door turns into, like, the demon face?
No, that'll be what it was. God, my closet door keeps me... I have no idea what this is. The by the way, we're due for a good scary movie. It's been a while. I mean, other than the live one that'll be going on at my house. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm ready. I'm ready for a good new scary movie. I'm telling you that. Telling you that Poltergeist trailer. What was the one that came out not too long?
Yeah. No. Well, there's Unfriended just came out on Friday, didn't it?
Yeah, that I did.
Unfriended was really bad, though.
Oh.
I didn't see that. I didn't make it to see Polkop this weekend. No, I wanted to.
Was it still at like
hockey.
Zero on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, 0%.
Haters gonna hate. It's no big deal. All right, Galen.
9 rotten.
And for the word no.
Really?
Any bondage, whips and chains?
Oh, I was gonna call on Friday, but you got the.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Don't ask.
Yeah, my good thing actually that happened last week was I got stood up. That wasn't that great.
Wait,
but,
who'd you?
This girl that I've been talking to for a while. We were gonna go out.
Have you talked to her since she stood you up?
I kind of wanted an explanation, and she didn't give me one. So.
Oh, so you know that?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
No, you're too good. For
you know
that.
Where that kind of stuff doesn't happen?
Where's that?
In a massive.
Yeah. Well, I went into, why do I even try that? This has been awesome. So
hey, wait,
why
so
am
you're,
I trying?
Your master lets you date?
Yeah, they recently too.
Oh, you know what? Good for her. God, I want to walk a mile. All right, Galen, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You got it. We'll talk to you later. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today. So let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, lay everything out.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.tmonline.
You can join any American Family Fitness and get 30 days for 30 days to lose that gut, 30 days to 30 days to start getting ready for summer, all for just including a one-hour consultation with a trainer to help get you started. Visit any of our 9 locations to learn days for $30 now at Ennis. More at AmFam for restrictions apply.
Hey, baby. Hey. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't let noisy brakes kill your phone and get a new set of brake pads. Introducing premium brake pads, engineered to outperform the original pads that came on your car.
Wawa's freshly made breakfast sizzlies are now just 2 for $3. So grab one for a friend or grab one for him for later. Hey, grab one for each hand, Judge. From Applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter croissant to tasty turkey sausage on a bagel and toast variety, which sizzlies will you choose? Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Jezebel's invites you to helping a great cause. Wars, a cancer research organization. Jammin' at Jezebel's is Saturday night, April 25th. If you'd like to sponsor, call Vicky in 2084. That's 631-20.
Welcome to Mo!
What can seem like the zombie apocalypse? Until you remember it's Mo Monday. Every Monday at Mo's is filled with life as everybody catches up with like an awesome burrito or burrito bowl. Fresh ingredients. Yes. See you there.
Oh, twisting motorcycle road racing is back as Moto America. The MAFIM Superbike. And it's at Virginia International Raceway. 2017. See rocket quick acceleration. Handlebar to handlebar quarter battles. And drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. Located on the border of North Carolina, Danville. BIR offers plenty. Parking and children 12 and under are free. Get your advanced tickets now at BO.com.
Even if your services. Isn't it good to know your first and only Level 1 Pediatric Trauma Center is here? Here. Children's ICU brings together a wide range of services. A pediatric emergency room, multidisciplinary team of special intensive care and physical and occupational therapy. All to give our children the best possible chance for a full recovery at chrichmond.ma.
The Bird and Beer Midnight Movie Series continues this Friday with Pulp Fiction, purchase theater, or online at thebtf.org. Classic films, craft beer, and it's all for a good cause. Pulp Fiction, this Friday night at the Bird Theater in Carytown.
Hello from Progressive, along with Paul, who owns his own plumbing company.
And gas company.
Can't you? That's why Progressive offers commercial auto insurance that saves you money with discounts like Safe Driver, Business. It's also why I am learning to whittle. Here, I made this for you.
You whittled me a toilet?
What?
Slow.
It's a bird.
Oh.
discounts to save your business money. Visit Progressive.com to learn more. Progressively, it's
RichmondForLess.com.
Thursday morning at 9:20. Go to RichmondForLess.com and reduce your $25 gift price to just $12 in Dogwood Wine Festival, April the 25th. At the event, you'll receive a free wine glass and free wine tastings. Must be 21 or older. Thursday morning at 9:20 at RichmondForLess.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you, they can give you all car insurance. Call us today. Say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Arizona State University now offers over 100% online. Earn the same degree as on-campus students from one of the top university online graduate programs. Now's the time to earn your degree online from ASU. Visit edu.
From Nissan of Richmond.
Well, travel lanes blocked on Anderson Powhatan. This is near Pavement's former fire. Crews on scene there directing you for collision in the right shoulder area of 64 eastbound between Bottoms Bridge and Talleysville. Stalled vehicle, Brook Road at Blackstone Avenue.
Back to Elliot in the Morning, Cell 2.
I will tell you how you can win it. Do that a little bit later on. So I can tell you this, kind of in the shorthand version. Tickets to go see Alabama Shake. Apply for the grand prize, which is a trip to go to Bonnaroo, where Alabama Shake is performing again, a slew of other people. Also, 1 week from tomorrow night, the early morning screening of Avengers. Yes. Gonna do a little IMAX 3D. So, all this week, we will win your way into that. It'll be you and a couple of friends. We'll get to join us. Again, it's a week from Tuesday. We'll do our sneak preview of Age of Ultron. God, is that going to be good? Oh, my God. Have you never seen an Avengers before?
No.
I had to bone up over the weekend. You'll be able to catch on, but you may not know all the relationships, buddy.
All superheroes.
Won't ruin it. Oh, it's going to be good. Oh, is that going to be good? So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Also, I have tickets for you to go see Faith No More. Got a bunch of hits away. A lot of stories from the weekend. A lot of stuff that we got to get through. Let's get going with some news.
Boy arrested in Spain this morning for allegedly shooting a teacher dead with a crossbow at the young man's school. Reports on his age. Some say he's 13. Others saying he is 17. But they said then open fire at his school at about 9:20 in Barcelona. Three other students believed to have been wounded. Several ambulance witnesses claimed the boy hurt a teacher, wounding that teacher, and then stabbed that teacher's daughter in the leg.
Oh my God.
As the situation was escalating, people started to hear the screams. Another teacher ran into the room and that shot in the abdomen.
Dude,
with the crossbow. So much fluid situation at this point with a lot of information. Also, charges pending against somebody who climbed over a fence at the White House last night.
Happened
about 10 person immediately arrested and is now in custody awaiting charges. This happened on the south side the White House. It was just last week after the whole gyrocopter incident that the National Park Service was looking at approving that were going to be placed on top of the fence to help discourage jumpers. So looking at possibly rate that it is, or
did you see the sketch drawing made up and presented to Congress for the moat?
Okay, that to go and was immediately shot down.
Yeah, but I saw.
Are they like renewing the efforts again?
No. But they released the drawings and it.
Alligators in it too.
I don't think they're going to put alligators in it, Diane.
I saw. Looked at the deterrent. I can swim.
You got to get over the fence and then cross the moat.
Well,
by the time you're in that water, though, maybe they would put alligators in it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But alligators could alligators. Like, temperature-wise, are we cool for alligators?
Is it too cold in the wintertime
here? I have no idea. Well, you know what? Not in the heated moat.
I know. Say, make it all. That's easy.
But, yeah, I saw the drawings that were... It did get shot down.
Yes.
But I did see the...
I do know the president's and daughters were hiking in Great Falls Park yesterday.
Oh,
as
very nice.
Part of a... end to a nice weekend. Alexandria police releasing a statement this a barricade situation that was night on Jamison Avenue. There was a warrant yesterday evening about 7 o'clock. That suspect refusing to open the door. And that is when, as they were negotiating a closed door, they heard the sound of a weapon inside. But apparently that all wrapped up peacefully at about 4 o'clock this morning. Jones was arrested for restitution of a protective order and some other possible charges are pending. Dr. Oz, in the midst of a firestorm, now saying he's preparing an episode of his talk about criticisms by other doctors. He's just promoting quack treatments in the wake of his recently wrote to Columbia University, challenging Dr. Oz's position there as a faculty member on staff of their College of Physicians and Surgeons.
So he still works as a doctor?
Yeah, I mean, he's
probably busier than ever. Just to get to see Mehmet.
Well, he's a heart surgeon, so
right.
I mean, I
you're not going in there unless you need. Oh,
pretty,
never mind.
Up until recently, pretty
well. Test Thursday.
Oh, you finally scheduled
the yes, yes.
Stress. Oh, I may have to go see Dr. Oz. Oh, you know what? Don't kick him off yet.
Probably going to air the episode. I think they're taping either Tuesday or on Thursday. It doesn't sound like this is going to be one of those things that he mentions either at the end of the show or going into a quickie. It sounds like it's going to be the majority about all these critiques against him. He reaches about 2 million views according to the latest news.
Doesn't that garbage he's tried to sell? I could see where doctors would get pissed off at him.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes total sense.
But going to say that the doctors who are so critical of him have surgeries that are distorting.
Oh, point the fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seven made history over the weekend as the fastest movie ever to hit $1 billion. It did that 14 days after it was released. There were 19 days, which was actually done by three different movies. The Avengers, Avatar, and the Deathly Hallows 2. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 made a respectable $24 million in its...
You know what? That's solid.
In its weekend.
That's solid.
First weekend out. And it was in third place. $18 million. Teenager who broke his own arm from finding out that he was watching a new laptop thanks to the friendly people at Pornhub. Apparently, the man who's been named Denzel decided, you know what, I could hear into the room and I will be damned if she's going to screens locked on Pornhub. So I got word got to the people at Pornhub. So now they are saying, you know what, we're going to send you. And certainly knows now.
That okay, two things. Number one, yes, it's humiliating. But yes, every bought by their parents.
Worth it to destroy your laptop.
How old? Do we know how old Denzel is? A young teenager?
Teenager.
You don't know the family. You don't know the
That's
family.
That's true. Dynamics going on.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you got caught.
No.
Tyler.
That never happened. Has not been caught.
You never got caught with pulling it to a mat or like your parents walk in your room and you got to throw a book somewhere?
No.
Pull the covers up real quick?
Condoms. There was nothing... No porn that was ever discovered.
Oh, where?
Leonard Skinner box.
What?
Wait, were they...
bullets.
Were they searching?
You'd wonder how they found that.
We wanted a little free bird.
But at that point, I was going to start yelling at her. I mean, so that was really awkward.
So,
but in terms of actual like material...
Wait, can I ask an age?
Yes. 15, 16?
Oh, then you're fine. Yeah, at that point, I would be thrilled.
No, let it go. Let it go. And,
Did she say something to you? Or you just knew that she found him?
And knowing what happened.
How were you supposed to do it? Because
I think she bumped my fist.
No. Did you get one of these? Look what I found.
No.
Looky. Wait.
It's obviously like almost.
That's what I would do. I'd be laughing.
I know we never talked about it after the fact at length. But yeah, it sounds like Skinner box that.
The like I remember getting caught masturbating. But I feel honestly, I thought
by your
had.
Mom.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Who probably was like going to come in and give me tips. Oh, you know, most of that. Here, let me show you. No. It was, but I remember her walking in, had my pants down around my knees. And you can't, if you're on top of the covers, either to get the covers down and then back up. So I just remember her walking in and I was laying in bed with a magazine with a stiffy. And, at that point you just go, excuse me. Out, head. And that's all you get. But yeah, no, that's very, very, you don't know what kind of family you got that I would break a computer.
I mean, at his Twitter page. So
dude, you can't break a computer.
They keep describing him as being a young man. I would say he's in his early 20s. So.
Then what are you hiding for?
I mean, it's unless that your mom walking
no,
in on
no,
you.
No. You don't break a computer. We've got, like, problems.
What do you mean problems?
No, I have one friend who's got, I don't know, he's got to be 17 now, 17, 18 year old kid who's just on the verge of graduating. He's everywhere. Like, they've caught him at the kitchen table. They've caught, like, literally, like, he can't go to his room by himself unless he's going to bed. And then.
You mean they ban him from that?
He essentially has a baby monitor in his room. It is so frequent.
That's just a phase he's going to grow out of?
A hell of a phase, Diane. That is a hell of a phase. And it
but isn't
literally
that, like,
is
putting chins on him? I mean, isn't that kind of like making it worse?
It can't get worse. I mean, the pants all the time. It happens. He comes home from school and says, you know, hey, listen, I'm going to go up in my room. They're like, nope, you do your homework, because they know all he's going to do is go up. And listen, you're 17, 18 year old. You're messy. That turns into a problem. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, dude?
My wife still catches me doing it.
But at 35, it's not like you're trying to hide.
She just tells me to quit shaking the bed.
Amen, bro. Amen. All right, I'll talk to you later. Happy before it's funny.
In the vein of that survey that was just whatsyourprice.com, where they started, you were talking about 420.
Right.
Where they asked or not, they smoke, and even if they do or they don't, is there a put on somebody that you're trying to date? Would it bother you if you
Wait,
don't
I'm not
smoke?
Following you.
Okay,
yeah.
You don't smoke pot, but you're out on the den. You're going to go out and start dating somebody who does smoke. Is that a deal? Apparently,
the answer is going to be yes.
57% and 90,000 people said they would be willing to date somebody who smokes weed, but or not.
Oh, it's like cigarettes. That if you're a non-smoker, that you in case of people don't want to date.
Maybe you also have to take.
Well, I don't, but whatever.
I would think you would take into consideration. You're not going to frequently. You're not smoking weed as frequently.
Okay. Right? I mean, that's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
Anyway, so 57% date a person who smokes weed, and then they top 420 friendly cities for the people who are most open.
Denver, Portland.
Portland was one.
Right.
93%. That's fine.
I get that.
Then New York, Las Vegas. And then you go into other cities like San Francisco, Seattle, L.A., Miami, Chicago, and Boston today.
Amen.
Kaylee was like, oh, good, I'll be getting some good ones on the phone today.
Oh, yeah. No. People call in, fire up bongs while we're It's 420 day. That's fine.
In the NFL, he'll sign a one-year deal with the time to take part in their off-season program that actually starts later today. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2000, issuing a statement on Friday where he apologized to the Browns and to fans, thanking family, friends, the team, and the fans support during his stay in rehab, accepting full responsibility for his ad, but through hard work, he'll these trust and respect once again. Vikings starting their offseason workouts today. Mandatory camp is in June with Adrian Peterson. All eyes will be on the team today to see if he shows up to take part in these voluntary workouts.
Everything looked, and he may, but it looked like over the weekend they were saying he's not.
Also, yesterday, it was with a 2-1 win over the Capitals and a 2-1 series lead as well. So game four they have tonight off. Game four is tomorrow in the Coliseum. Blackhawks over the Predators in the other games. Monty got 3-0.
That game was good. That went into overtime also. That game was pretty. God, are they just hell each other?
Flucks 4-2.
That's another good nasty lightning again last night.
Three more tonight, too.
Tonight you get Pittsburgh Minnesota, I believe. Right.
Yep.
Who's the late game?
Winnipeg and Anaheim.
Oh, Winnipeg, Anaheim. That's yeah. right. Right.
Yeah.
Look, that Winnipeg-Anaheim series, they are killing each other, just slamming their
butt. New news about
No, other
arrest.
Than, don't you believe that Aaron Andrews is doing it? So Jared Stoll busted over the weekend in Vegas with cocaine, and so all those come out, and of course, it's a bigger, I don't know that anybody knows who Jarrett's, but then it comes out, obviously, that Aaron Andrews.
They've been together for a while.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. But that makes the story that much bigger. If it's just Jarrett Stoll, I don't know that anybody cares. I mean, if you follow hockey, you know who Jarrett Stoll is. It's the Aaron Andrews connection that kind of pops it up all over the place.
Yeah.
She knows that he's got a cocaine.
I think you would find
wouldn't
many
you know
people
that?
Who don't know or didn't know that an ex or a boyfriend doing pretty serious drugs.
I feel like that's.
Yeah, but don't they like never see each other? Probably.
That could be the case. There could be two where they're just not around each other.
Yeah.
All right, Drew's under the bus. I'll leave her be.
So I guess
that'll be awkward on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
NHL and the Kings really saying that they, I guess, are aware continuing with their investigation, looking into the charges against him. Or from the Phillies, including yesterday's 4-1 win, so they're off today before St. Louis comes to town tomorrow. Wednesday, Friday night.
Dude, he jacked a bomb. I think it was 477 feet. He went off.
So that now gives him 658. Willie Mays.
Yep. Yankees won't celebrate it, but I will. Hell yeah. Yeah. By the way, Mike Trout also hit a nice stone over the weekend. Becomes the youngest player ever to get 100 home runs on bases.
I think he's 23, isn't he? He's pretty
young. Very young.
Wizards took game one of their series against the Raptors in overtime on Saturday. Game two tomorrow night at the Air Canada Center. Yesterday you had the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the Celtics. The Grizzlies beating Portland, topping the San Antonio. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar still recovering after quadruple coronary bypass surgery at UCLA Medical Center. He said they expected to make obviously in Bristol yesterday. Matt Kenseth led only 47 laps, but went on to win the one race. And like we mentioned earlier, Denny Hamlin had to bow out after suffering neck spasm, 22 laps. That lasted about 4 hours. He said he believes he pulled something on lap, but 100%, so he was replaced with Jones, who apparently found out about Denny's problems while he was sitting on his couch making pictures. They flew him there. Trial by fire. So expected to be back in the car as we get ready for race weekend in Richmond. That is a look at news.
XL 102 is everywhere.
I'm a left-hand turn single. Tink, 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 tink. They got me on for the last 14 miles. Hey, want to have a staring contest? Whoops. And since you're stuck in traffic, you can just sit back and watch me flash like a dysfunctional disco light. Wait, left? Didn't you say? And if you've got cut rate insurance, things could really... So get all state. It'll protect you from mayhem. Tink, tink, tink. Like me.
All looking for ways to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents today. Smart discount. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
It'll be at Meriwether Post Pavilion, the beginning of August, fly.com. You call me right now, the tickets are yours. 866-2L6-235-5468. Call me right now, you get yourself to go fake no more.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made it with sugar and cream. I picked that outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McBreakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave.
No breakfast? No fish yet, Chris?
Low cash.
Here you go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah. Ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for us, McDonald's.
Hey, what up, man? What up, mail guy?
Price at cart only.
This is Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond's deal.
Hyundai Accent and Gray and only 6 miles. You can drive it away today. For 988.
Located off I-64 in Short Pump. Or go to HendrickRichmond.com.
Other things you spend $3 on.
You get the Wax Up Truck Car Wash, a taco plate for your roommate, Jeff Randy, 2 packs of gum, and a honey bun for your honey bun. A dumb new case for your new smartphone. A tiny bottle of some cheap cologne. Scratchy lottos, a cider rings, and he can't eat the whole thing.
Or Safe Auto can get you the right car insurance for about $3 a day at Safe Auto.
Enjoy the road ahead.
Thinking about a kid? Why wait? Chester Career College is currently 751-9191 or VictorCollege.edu to learn how you can train for a rewarding career as a licensed practical nurse or as well as earning an associate's degree as a surgical technician, a medical assistant, or pharmacy technician classes. Financial aid available if qualified. 1-9191 or ChesterCareerCollege.edu. Chester Career College is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Abby's Alcoholic Ginger Beer Week in Richmond. Come out, grab a Krabby's Original or Spiced Orange, perfectly served over ice with a slice of citrus. And check out Krabby's Crabby at Social Physical 52, the Krabby for Banditos, Paint Night at the Speaker, photo taken with the Krabby 7-foot elephant at Burger Batch. You can celebrate Krabby's Week by visiting Kroger, Total Wine, Fresh Market, and Seasons, and Once Upon a Vine, refreshing ginger beer. Check out Krabby'sGingerBeer.com for all the events. Please blink.
Power, toughness, and dependability of Ram 1500, Ram Heavy Duty, and Chassis Cab at your local dealer. Or then log on to RamTrucks.com to get to work. Guts. Glory. Glory.
Right now is the prime opportunity how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend anything. All you have to do is visit RichmondRadioAdvertising.com. Send prices. That's RichmondRadioAdvertising.com.
Hello from Progressive here. Riding along with Paul, who owns the company.
Plumbing, heating, and gas company.
Can't just be one thing. That's why we offer commercial auto insurance that saves you money with discounts like Safe Driver, Business Experience, and Paid in Full. Oh, I do it all.
You whittled me a toilet? Oh, thanks, Flo.
It's a bird.
Oh.
Business money. Visit Progressive.com to learn more. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For 295 to run slow, it's between Mechanicsville Turnpike and Meadow Bridge for northbound travel. Stalled vehicles in the left on the right shoulder of 95 southbound near Lewistown Road and Atlee Elmont. And westbound Anderson Highway at Page Road in Powell.
Now, back to Elliott in the Morning on XL102.
Hi, who's this?
This is Victor.
Victor, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Good. Happy 420, by the way.
Cheers. Happy 420.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Victor, how was the weekend, my friend?
It was good. Just hung out. That was pretty much it.
All right, good deal. So nothing huge. That's no big deal. So I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go to a concert. So if you hold tight, Kaylee will get some info from you, and you will enjoy the show, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
One second for me. Let me go down to line 7. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Hello? Yellow?
All right, back on hold. Back
Uh-oh.
On. Oh, there. Oh, there.
Oh, that's not you. Hold on.
Tammy. Kim. Oh, is she Tammy?
Yeah, no. That's the Tammy one. Tammy two. We don't even acknowledge. No, just Tammy. Oh. Tammy one. Hi, Ellie. In the morning. Yep. In the morning. Hey, who's this?
It's Scott.
Hey, sir.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, and happy 420 to you as well. Anything good from over the weekend?
Hung out, did some yard work.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this: while you were working, scale 1 to 10, how bad were allergies?
Oh, not too bad.
Really, I feel like
my car was covered after Saturday.
Oh, really?
Like it was. We've seen like the awful verbal.
I was going to say because one of the kids has allergies really really bad. Like I don't have them. I don't get what all the hubbub is about. But the
like it's a fad.
I'm excited. Oh, it's allergy season. No. I don't have them. So one of the kids has it pretty bad. So it's all nose blowing and picking in, and the eyes are saying this weekend, or he was saying this weekend, it was horrible, just horrible out. But yeah, I mean, thank God, I'm not a sufferer. Well, you have them bad.
Yes, I do.
And how was this week?
I too was in the yard working, mowing for the first time this season. It wasn't as bad as it's been.
Right.
I told you a couple weeks ago, God, it was terrible for a little stretch there, and it goes in waves.
But, well, no, because the rain would have stayed. Wash it away, or is the rain good for it, or bad for it?
It helps it, and then it hurts.
It washes it away at first, and then everything comes back.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you, but you got money over the weekend.
Well, I can't credit anything for it to get in your system.
But you started it.
I did start it.
What'd you put it in?
The other way.
What'd you just eat the spoon?
Yeah, I'm just eating it out of the jar.
And it tastes different than the Bear bottle?
It really does.
No, it doesn't.
Definitely notice a difference. Yeah.
That much honey, though.
Does it have like a... It's like
thicker. It actually can...
Really?
Warmer water will smooth it back out. But even when it crystallizes a little bit, the taste.
No, you can just eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's like having candy. That's not bad.
So we got everybody. My wife and my son.
Everybody's in on the honey.
Not my year-old daughter. That would be unsafe. But
why? They can't eat honey?
Yeah, honey is one that you need to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
The like bees obviously are that, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but that's like my, oh, by the way, did you see that?
Yes.
Ate it? Oh, where was that? It was somewhere in the Northwest, I feel like, where that whole truck of bees went, and the guy who was doing the reporting
was he getting stung?
He got stung. Everybody did.
14 million bees he spilled on Hive. That's 448 hives.
Oh, they were all called beekeepers from all over the place to contain the bees. And when they couldn't, and then it started like a day went on, so the bees started getting
agitated
and stinging everybody. So eventually they had to bring the, literally, like beekeepers, like backyard beekeepers, like everybody in. They said every stung.
Oof.
Everybody got, then when they realized now it's not agitated, the bees are getting all pissed off. You can't do anything about it. They had about it to bring in the fire department. It started shooting like out of like foam spray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they just killed all the bees.
Oh.
So now some people are pissed off that they had it. But you, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't have 14 million bees running around.
And the big fat bumblebees, they don't sting.
Carpenter
right?
bees, Diane. Those are carpenter bees.
Because those are all over like the front of our house right now. I guess that's
No. You know what they're doing? Like on any under like of your house.
Yeah.
Like where the garage is. Look for hold on 1 second. You'll see pond holes. They dig a hole into your. No. I'm not lying at all. It's perfectly round little holes. And they eat the wood.
See them around like the holly bushes. They're going crazy for those.
I don't know what a holly bush is, Diana. I'm just telling you, they will dig a hole. I don't know if and they breed, and now you've got like thousands of them in your house. They will, and honestly, it's a perfect round. The hell they're doing. It is a perfect round hole. Best thing for those two bees? Tennis racket? What? Baseball bat. No, I'm not even joking. That's the best thing. You could connect with one of those. You take a tennis racket.
Well, they're large.
You're hitting it with a baseball bat.
No. Yes, I have. My batting average is not good.
Yeah, I feel like it would just be swing and a miss.
Yeah, no. And they're high. They're hot. They're out of my strike zone. Yeah, no. If you take a baseball bat, it is them. But then, yeah, if you take a tennis racket and start wailing at them, hey, yeah, never mind. I was just like, I still, there's part of me that is dying to know. When I saw the stung by bees while he was doing the report,
Like, I want, like, you grow out of allergies at some point. I wonder if I'm going to stung by, oh, it's been years. Years.
Can
by
they test for that?
It's one way to know.
No, I'm just saying, like when we've had, like, the postage stamp sort of tests on
us. Oh, I don't know. I'm not going, I'm allergist. I'm not doing. Although, you know what? I also, somebody was telling me over the weekend, peanuts, well, allergies.
We've talked about before, for when we were talking about these. Apples of people later in their life find themselves too.
After being fined their entire
they get cited a lot as an example of that.
Oh, I guess I didn't remember. I didn't remember that because I was talking to someone over the weekend. If it's cooked, you're fine, or he is anyway. But even if he just touches and to hand it to somebody and blows up like a claw.
Wow.
Oh my
like,
God.
Bad, like real, real bad. And then if he touches, like if he touches his face, forget his face blown up anyway. He touches his face, forget it. But that's just from touching an apple. Cooked apple. But yeah, he's because of
that's
because
surprising, though, that he can cook it and still eat it.
They said it cooks whatever the
I'm looking at an article on it. It said when you cook it.
Oh, he'll kill McDonald's apple pies.
Fine.
No big deal. But if he's at like a grocery store and just a raw apple, not a raw, but an uncooked apple, just an apple sitting there in the produce section, literally, he's three times the size.
But I'll still trust the employees at McDonald's. is that worth it?
Because they're cooked.
Still, there's foreign objects found in the fast food.
Yeah, but that's usually a bug, a nail, rubber. Those are those things. You're not. You'll find a condom before you.
People have found uncooked chicken parts.
That's different than apples.
Look at that.
Much different.
He's not like, that comes with the territory.
By the way, isn't today just run for San Diego just all day?
Yes.
Or the sandwiches. Very smart going on 420, by the way.
Of course.
Very, very smart. But yeah, I think it's the tryout day. Or the start of the trial, I should say. I'm all over the morning.
Hey, on your carpenter bees that you're having trouble with.
I don't have Diane apparently has them all
the,
swat
that's
at them.
The big ones, right?
Yeah,
right?
Round mothers, right?
Yeah, they'll make pretty much what you were spot on, make perfectly round holes in and there, they eat, and then they lay a baby, they lay some food. They can lay up 3 days, and then they put food in front of the carpenter bees, and if you don't treat the hole and patch up the hole, they'll come back every year.
But is it the kind of thing, like, you know how it's about people where, like, they cut into their attic or just a space above the house, and there's, you know, we found, you know, 10, that's not, carpenter bees won't do that, will they?
Certain kinds, like your European hornets, will get in the wall. Certain types of species of bees, and they'll get in the, and then find their way up into the attic, and
right.
Then just make a nest there. But sometimes you get they're mostly in just wood, like decks, patios, stuff with unpainted wood and untreated wood.
Right.
A lot of the times you find them on decks, like underneath decks on the left.
They don't sting, though, right?
They don't sting. And I've been working pest control almost 10 years, and I've never been.
So you just, tennis racket and give them a swat, you're good to go.
Or good.
I'm not touching it with, I am not touching that with my hand. Baseball bat or tennis racket? Tennis racket's a good.
There you go.
That's a good way to go. Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Yes, Tyler.
You were wondering about your allergy to
yes.
bees. Roberts has gotten worse. Last week, my throat started.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy. Idea if that's my next step. It's worse every time you... Either I've outgrown it or collapse right on the floor.
You can't chance that.
No. No, I don't want to. I know I'd definitely go straight to a hospital. Mm. I don't know. How long did Robert have before that throat started sealing?
Well, tweeting.
So, yeah, he's fine. So. Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea how much time I have. But I figured there's enough, at least to call 911. They'll start working on me while I'm in the ambulance. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hey, who's this?
It's Matt.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Wiffle ball bat.
Good call. Good
That's
call.
What you need.
A great call, by the way. Oh, especially
thinner.
No, not the big one. You have like the big fat, like
well,
really
like,
huge,
like the ones that like 3 and 4 year old.
And that, and I bet the sound is great.
Absolutely. I was doing it this weekend. We played horseshoes outside in the backyard, and them things are flying around everywhere. Got that little plastic bat.
Boom!
I hit 500. tearing them up.
Good for you. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, brother.
Later, bro.
Make the bee activist mad.
Hi. You know, there's plenty of construction bees that are out there. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. I was calling because I've definitely been stung by a carpenter bee before.
Have you really? I didn't sting you, though.
No, I was, I took my grandmother to her husband's funeral, and we were standing outside at the burial site, and I was, didn't think anything of it because it's like it's a big bird. And sure enough, my arm blew up like twice its size.
Did it really? Are you allergic to bee stings?
No.
So those carpenter bees, no joke.
Yeah, it was, because normally, you know, when I get a bee sting, it's just, you know, irritated around the site, but my, like, whole forearm blew up.
Dude, that sucks.
It was crazy, and of course, and my, we're out, and I, like, took the bee out of my arm, and then my grandmother starts freaking out. I'm like, could you just turn around?
Yeah, no, you got it. You just start batting them at that point. But you know what? It's been so long since I've been stung by a bee, I can't remember how bad they hurt.
Hell.
It didn't be able to look down at my arm and actually physically remove the bee from my arm, but... nothing. And I looked at my arm again, and it was like so swollen, and that was bright red, and my whole arm was swollen.
And that heat gets going. No, but isn't it's like getting a? It's just like getting a shot, right? Like when you go to the doctor and you get a shot. That's a beast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm needles and stuff. They don't bother me. I mean, maybe for other people that would have been a little bit more traumatic for them. No, I was fine. I'm moving.
Shots and stuff within the last decade, but also, not a
beast.
They're
picking and helping decide where to give you the shot.
He's just showing up and going to town.
Less concerned with your own well-being.
What was the last time you got stung by a bee?
When I was a child.
Long.
Yeah. And Robert, by the way, with the follow-up,
an
hour it took before his symptoms got worse.
Oh, totally make it to a hospital within an hour.
Make some stops along the way.
If you knew you had an hour, you could drive that. That would be fine.
Provided you react that way.
Although, my buddy might have liked that because he can't bend his hands around. They're like claws. Big, massive meat hooks. Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Good morning. Yes.
This is Star Wars Sean.
Ooh.
We have a bet.
Oh, wait. What's my bet with you? Oh, whether they were going to in the movie.
Correct.
Yeah. How many times did you watch the trailer?
Twice.
So good. Done. Anyway, Star Wars Sean, go ahead.
Stuff. Bumblebees are the black and yellow ones. Carpenter bees are the all black ones that burrow into the wood.
Right. These are the big round mamas.
Correct. However, the ones you got to watch out for are the Japanese hornets. The ones that are about the size of your thumb and look like a... And they're very, very touchy. It's someone pissed in their Wheaties constantly.
What are the ones that have the little weird hanging legs? You know what I'm talking about? Is that wasp or hornet?
Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it looks like their feet are just like landing. Yeah, that's a they'll come right at you. How would I know? Would I know a Japanese hornet by sight?
I'm not joking. They get about the size of your thumb. They're huge and they're mean.
They are.
The one you can hear them.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Big.
They actually tease and take over the. They'll kill every honeybee and take over the colony. Yeah.
Look at that one on that dude's hand. Look how big that freaking thing is. If that gets in you.
Thing multiple times. Not like a honeybee.
These are the ones. They're like they're in. Then they pull out. They go right back in. They pull out. They go right back in. They pull out.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Good one, Sean. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Take it easy, guys.
Okay, giggle all the way to work.
Hi, Elliot. Star Wars Scott, who's like, F that son of a bitch.
two times. Time to give back the button.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, hi, who are you?
This is Blair.
Hey, what's up, Blair?
He was driving his motorcycle this weekend, and he had a long sleeve flannel shirt right up his shirt while he was stinging his arm.
No thank you. I don't even know what you do
while you're riding, yeah.
He said his arm and driving with one arm, and it finally came out. He came home, and his arm was huge.
Dude, so wait, is he allergic or just from getting stung?
Yeah, just it hit him so many times, it just blew up.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do. I have had like a bee get in the car before. Then it looks like I'm having a bee. No, I go right into a panic. It's down like anything imaginable just to try to get that thing out of there. It's like when the cherry from your cigarette falls and you're not sure if it's in the car or outside the car. Full panic. Full panic attack. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
You got to talk to line six. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi. Okay, so I'm surprised nobody has the fact that like bees trying to control our food supply.
Okay, yes, well, yes, that they're an essential element of God's green earth.
Well, you know, there's some really annoying hornets that are terrible, but, like, so be careful with killing bees.
Well, Well, yeah, no. Well, that's why they were pissed off when this truck overturned and there were 14 million bees in the fire department. Kill them because they were going crazy. There was everybody that was out there on the scene got stung. Everybody.
Yeah, there's no real good solution for that, but...
No, you're done with it. I'd foam my whole yard if I could. I do, but sometimes we get those the big fat, that's my week. I'm gonna buy a big fat, wiffle ball bat and just start sending them. That sound is awesome. That'd be great. Anytime you can connect, and just let it go, oh, I bet it's great. I bet it is so good. Alright, let's take a, oh, you didn't bring any honey in. Well, that wouldn't help me. That's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you want some?
I wouldn't mind tasting it, but I mean, for health, wouldn't think for it. Although I wouldn't know, I don't eat honey.
This is all part of my new kick.
I'm sorry?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, did you DDP? Did you DDP?
Yeah,
et cetera.
Ton of yoga workouts. New age begins. Next hour.
Right,
yoga.
No, but you had both days on.
Yeah, but not like morning workouts. But then I was in the yard.
That's good enough, and you're sweating. Yeah, no, you're good to go there.
That was right back out of yesterday. I woke up. You should see, it's been, a week and a half?
Right.
Not even. Rock hard body.
So you can see the result. The result.
Have not told enough about DDP yoga. And that's sarcastic. Blew the delivery.
All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELIOT, 866-2-3-2-3-5-6-8. Any good tonight, anything from over the weekend you want to get in, 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the morning. 62-ELIOT, 866-235-5468. 102, after Elliot.
Right now, you can join any American Family Fitness and get 30 days. 30 days to lose that, tighten that jiggle. 30 days to start getting ready for summer. All for just 30 a one-hour consultation with a personal trainer to help get you started. Visit any of our 9 locations to learn more. 30 days for $30. Family Fitness. More at AmOffer. Restrictions apply.
If you don't know where you left your wall, your oil drain fan is under your workbench, left-hand side by the CarQuest Auto Parts. You. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care. And now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX and the CarQuest filter for just $22.99. CarQuest is see participating store.
New Odor Eater's medicated powder medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat. Odor Eater's medicated powder. Odor pops the itch.
There's lots of winning reasons to choose Toyota. Just ask a friend. Know that every new Toyota Care, a 2-year no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance exclusive for Toyota owners. It covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. And your new Toyota cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet. So see your participating Ditchman. The Toyota Care 250 24th and the Toyota Owners 400 races on April 25th under the light. OER.com for all of the exciting Toyota. Then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% APR financing on select new Toyota models and cash back from Toyota. APR financing terms vary by model and model year and buy. Check out Buy a Toyota and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Bo's!
Because of the great deal every Southwest Grill, everyone's been getting a... So start your week off right with a burrito with chips and salsa for a crazy loaf.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is experience and knowledge from my... And now you know. And now I have one less coworker... and double the work.
Oh, celebrating over 70 things and great service.
Now that you've been for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. GEICO could save you on motorcycle, RV, and boat cover. They offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to damn those numbers.
GEICO at GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Beer movie series continues this Friday with Pulp Fiction. Purchase $5 tickets at the Bird Theater, ETF.org. Class beer, and it's all for a good cause. Friday night at the Bird Theater. Doors open at 11:30.
Eating uncontrollably during a binge. Eating far more than others would in a similar situation. And feeling terrible for 3 months. Sound familiar?
I'm Monica Sellis. I'm titled, but off the tennis court, my binge eating was just uncontrollable. My doctor said it was binge eating disorder.
Adults, get the bingeeatingdisorder.com. Then.
Problems on the interstates in a few spots. Down from Lewistown Road to Atlee Elm, Brook Road and Hermitage, and Sitchin southbound near the Sway and Maury. Stalled vehicles on the respective vehicle blocking the left lane of 295 northbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike and Meadow Bridge.
Tom, the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC, YEW, Richmond, Rend. Elliott and...
We played this next song all the way back in a very... Man. What song it was? It was very simple. Put their beers up in the air. This song. You got a cup. Put it up in the air when the park is. Yeah. There's a little dive on a dead end road. Going across that burn hole. You can always find a slice.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour. I will get you into the screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. We'll do that next Tuesday. Little IMAX 3D. Should be awesome. So one tell you that you and three of your friends will join for our screening next Tuesday. Movie comes out May 1st. To see Avengers Age of Ultron, so we'll do that a little bit later on this hour. And then don't forget this morning we'll qualify you to head to Bonnaroo. So we've got, and just like last for you to go see the Capitals take on the Islanders when that series. I'll also have some Wizards tickets a little by the way, did anybody hear how the big party went over the weekend? Elaine, the realtor.
Oh, the woman who calls in?
Elaine. Realtor. Oh, I can't remember what. And then she switched companies.
Like Berkshire Hathaway.
I don't. That sounds right. Big karaoke birthday party. Over the weekend. But I did not hear how it went other than that it was pre-party. And not hear how the party went.
Like an invite?
No. It'd been nice to have been invited. Yeah. I heard about the party taking place. Elaine may still be laid up sleeping that off. But yeah, no, Elaine, I'd love to hear Let me grab line three. Hi.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Abby, how are you?
Abby, I am you.
So, the story from over the weekend, a concert was playing, and it was like a heavy metal band playing, and I haven't been to a concert like that since high school. So there was a mosh pit, of course, nothing out of the ordinary. Well, I thought the mosh pit was done. Walking through the crowd, a friend of mine, and I got clawed eye from somebody. It was my first day of work, so I'm walking into work with a black eye, and my eyes red, my eyes completely black.
Because I was going to say... Guess the answer based on that is that
enough makeup to do anything, but
the that sucks. So first black eye.
Oh, did you check out the? She looks like a party.
The questions I'm going to be
doing. Oh, that sucks. By the way, listen, the one thing that the mosh pit is never open. or sometimes may dissipate for.
There wasn't a big enough pit to where it was a big mosh pit. It was just like three or four guys running around punching each other.
Right,
that's all it really was. They all kind of calmed down and they went away. But one guy was still feeling really frisky. Jumped back out, and while he was in the air, or whatever he was doing, my face got in the way. So, he didn't even buy me a beer. Like, I would have given me a beer after that, but no. I mean,
feel it. My adrenaline was going. No, probably didn't even feel
me,
it.
He apologized. He kept apologizing.
Sorry, babe.
He never borrowed. Yeah,
that's, you know what? The apologies were there. That'll be fine.
Yeah, the new generation.
Exactly.
All right, well listen.
That's been my next.
All right, the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
By the way, we'll definitely be in the middle of
absolutely.
The whole place is going to be
awesome. I'm totally getting right in the middle of that. You know what? If I dex a buyer, I'm totally getting right. Oh, I can't wait for Welcome to Rock. A couple of other things. I mentioned the Star Wars trailer, which was all over the place over the weekend. I don't see if people news of it, but boy, it's really good. A lot. I shouldn't say a lot better than I thought. I have no feel. But boy, did it deliver. Boy, did it deliver. Watch it at all?
Yeah, I saw it once.
Once?
Yeah.
That's it?
Be me.
You didn't see it at all? No. It looks so good. So good.
88 million views in 24 hours?
No kidding. I don't know the number of times I watched it, but it's northward of 10. Easily northward of 10. You know what? I didn't watch the Batman one. Oh wait, there! Look at that! Look how good.
Is that it?
Go back! Yes! Jeff! Go back!
What, like the melt?
Yes, dude! How awesome is that? There it is! Look at that! So good. And then at the end when you get Harrison Ford and Chewie, so good. So all the stormtroopers and the ship buried in the sand, Tyler.
Yeah.
It looks so... You know what? It delivers. That's all you can ask for. And that trailer comes out. I don't know if he was kidding or not. Did Star Wars Scott cry when he saw it?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
No. Believe that.
Okay, that's...
It's his namesake.
Much, though. To cry from a trailer?
Chose the first name Star, the middle name War.
But it's good. It's really, really good. Christmas, right?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
It's Christmas.
But man, did that look... Really did it. Good. You know what? Good for Jesus. That delivers in a good...
Trailer.
I know, but that could have been horrible.
I'm sure some release who aren't saying...
If it's anything like the trailer, it'll be fantastic.
All movies are. The funny parts are in the trailer.
Tilted Vader
like
face.
Paul Blart.
Is great. You haven't seen the movie. You can't comment. No idea.
It seemed like
I don't know. Make dollars.
Paul Blart.
Yes. Didn't make dollars this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. 24.8.
No.
Yeah. So you can't mock that.
No, but I was saying like
$25 million.
Going back to the Star Wars Tours trailer. Though.
By the way, when it was flying, it hits the car. Hysterical.
Not in Star Wars.
No. That's in Paul. You mocking that? Saying you haven't seen the movie.
I haven't seen the first one either. It seems like...
Great movie.
It seems like the overwhelming meaning of the trailer is that everybody loves it.
Home run.
They've seen it like 50 times.
Home run.
What do the critics say who are pissed off about something?
Who cares what the critics say?
Differing opinion.
Who pays attention to critics?
Or not even like paid critics, like professional, like people who are like, oh, it sucks, that's wrong.
Oh,
like,
I don't
just
to
too
that.
Fanboy.
No. Maybe. But that's okay. I don't mind. You want to throw something in for just the diehards? I'm fine. If you listen to critics, nobody would have gone to see Paul Blart Mall Cop. Made 25. Good.
Well.
Bad movies don't make that kind of money.
See what the follow-up is.
Made $25 million. You know what? Say the same thing about Furious 7. Made in dollars.
Okay.
Dollars. By the way, everybody cries. That looks good. I'm just saying. That trailer could have been garbage. They could have released a trailer that would have been a complete.
There's too much at stake for them to do that.
Well, of course. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't put out a piece of dog crap. They could have just put out something where you just see eyes or something. It would have been like, but this one. No, this one.
Is that redoing Vader?
No. That was like my, but no, this one, they gave you stuff. And I hope there's nobody complaining, because remember there was all the talk about, like, oh, there's the bumper. He's heavily themed. I hope that's not what people are crowd, because that would piss me off. There's no reason. God, that trailer is so good.
Oma cried.
Did he really?
He bawled over it.
Thank you! Matthew McConaughey. God.
That was a bit.
But why would that...
Tim in his movie. Look at what Tyler's looking at.
It's fake.
Okay. Well, Star Wars...
And that's confirmed. And the thing probably made up.
I bet people were... trailer. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello? Hi, how's it going? This is James.
Hey, what's going on, James?
So I'm calling to defend Pride watching the Netflix trailer.
Did you saw it?
Yeah, so when the teaser came out, I got a little misty-eyed. But you remember way back, I guess it was in the 90s, when the digital copies of the original series back in the theaters again?
I do remember that, yes.
In the 80s, and I grew up watching them, and my parents loved them. And, you know, we would watch them, I don't know, I must have seen them scores of times each by
sure,
now.
Sure.
And so they were just kind of a big part of my life and my...
By anything, sir, Star Wars is a big part.
Right. And when I first saw them again in the theater, right, and it was like this whole thing that I was like, growing up, screen with the music behind my face and all that kind of stuff. And so seeing the teaser trailer again and kind of the trailer this weekend again, you know, brought back some of that for me.
Yeah, no, as well it should.
Yep.
How about on R2-D2? Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So good. All right, dude, don't feel bad. It was great.
Oh, don't worry. That's like a point of pride for me. I don't feel bad.
Yeah, no. That was Harrison Diane with Chewie.
I'm familiar.
That was the two of them at the end of the trailer. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I have a phone call. I'll talk to you later. Of course, be with you. Is the McConaughey thing fake?
It's funny. It looks funny. I hadn't seen it until just then. That looks good.
And like I said, I did not watch the Batman trailer. I did not watch that one. Bad weekend to put that. All he cares about is the Star Wars. All right, a couple of other things. And then I got to move. And I got to move on. I did not hear. Okay. Two other things. I want you to write this down for me, please. Are you pronouncing that Lila or Lila? How do you pronounce that? Lila.
Woman's name.
I believe so. Write that down, please.
Okay.
By Marilyn Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be your winner today. I always like to. I do this every year. I bet on who will win the Pulitzer Prize. So they.
Okay. I've never.
Yeah. Seriously.
And you had.
Well, not only heard of it, read it. I went over the top pick, all of them, and my pick. Now I don't know if it's everybody's favorite to win it, but Lila will be your winner of the Pulitzer. That comes out this later this afternoon. The winners Pulitzer Prize. So yeah, no, I've got I got Lila as my pick.
It's really written it. Lila is a book whose grandeur is found in its humility.
The absolutely.
Okay.
Why I can't read a good book? Mm. Please, thank you. Am I going here? Line 5. Hi.
Yo, this is me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my name's Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Hey, I just wanted to Star Wars trailer real quick.
Here they come. Everybody's out of the woodwork. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Dude, I just wanted to say, fan ever, like, when I was 12, I read all the books and stuff.
I got
like
you. I got you. I don't. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to just Star Wars.
Like, they told us that they were discanoning that stuff. I was kind of disappointed that went out the window once I saw that trailer.
There you go.
Nothing in my life has made me so stupidly nostalgic.
Did you well up when you watched the trailer? Did you well up?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I got so freaking excited. Like,
yep.
I was, like, halfway below the fence. And then after the end when it showed Harrison Ford, I just leaped over it.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like. Such a good... Because it could have been... But they even the scoring of the, and I don't get into scoring, but even the scoring of the trailer is so good. It is so good.
You find yourself like singing along and then you're running around and like kidding.
Amen,
like,
dude.
Took me back like 10 years.
The only other thing that I got as excited watching this weekend is the all the people at Wrigley. I think there were two of them who caught foul balls in their cup of beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then chugged it, which is all you're supposed to do. But I don't know anybody in a cup.
Caught a ball in a cup.
What did I say?
Beer.
A ball. Yeah, no, caught a foul ball in a cup. I feel like it would shatter.
Oh, I'm going to catch a beer in a cup this weekend.
But I don't.
A lot of highlights coming out of Wrigley. Just for throwing to the glove.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was good. Did you guys watch? No, I don't even know why I'm asking.
What sporting
event? It has to do with the Cubs. Did you watch?
80%.
Well, out of that, if you would have watched the entire game.
Well, are you talking about out on three straight pitches?
Yeah, well, he did swing.
I didn't say what he did.
No.
I didn't know. Well, three straight pitches.
Yeah, no. Well, he went 0 for 4, struck out 3 times in his debut. He got a Saturday. Felt like such a loser. He went, shh, watching the Cubs game. Chris Bryant's making his debut. He is seems like a good kid. Rapid Chicago. But yeah, no, all the, no, you did. You had a bunch of good, you're right. You did have clips out of the Cubs. Two people chugged their beers. You had Chris Bryant make his debut. And Don Lester and his yips throwing his glove over to
the ball got caught in the glove. And nothing to this issue. Ongoing.
So, yeah, toss that right over. So that was all right. As I get into a break, real quickly, this will just be for if you can go tomorrow night. I talked to my friend over the tomorrow night is game 3 of the Caps Islanders series. So they're going to do a viewing party. Center for anybody who wants him at Verizon Center suite. So I have a bunch of people suite with Budweiser, so you'll get like a VIP goodie bag. You get things and stuff. Obviously, you have to be Budweiser suite. So thank you very much to my friends Keith and Neil. So again, if you want to go tomorrow night, the people from Budweiser will take care of you. They'll put you in their suite. Like I said, you get food, you get drinks. Obviously, you get Budweiser. I do need you to be 21, but there is going to be a viewing party at Verizon Center tomorrow night. For game 3 between the, between the Capitals and Islanders. Obviously, they'll be at Nassau Coliseum. I do have to get into something about that later. Tomorrow night at Nassau Coliseum, party going on at Verizon Center. If you want to go and be in Budweiser's suite, beer, I can get you food and I can get you into their suite. She'll get you taken care of. Tomorrow night, you have to be able to go and you have to be 866-235-5468. We'll take a break. Diane's got some news, and then after that, you into the Elliot in the Morning, here's Age of Ultron.
Elliot.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about some fiction?
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, olives, or any of your favorite veggie. I mean, tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, it's Elliot for my force cart. If you're anything like us, the faster, the better. Last time I was in Richmond, I made sure to get into G-Force carts, and they're fast. All out on their quarter-mile indoor track full of twists and turns. Absolutely awesome. You'll even get that little pit in your stomach. You can't fake their authentic race. Show off your skills or try to improve on them. Go to G-Force Carts and tell them Elliot sent you.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and I want you to do something. I want you to try classified e-liquids over at Voltage Vaping. Go by and ask them to try Create on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop. Their crew, friendly, knowledgeable. They know their stuff. They got the best stuff, so it's the best place to go. You know, they've always got great deals. There's always a sale going on. Now through the 25th, a mod clone, and Veritech clone, and you receive 10% off purchase. And I'm going to drop by there so I can try this AK-47 flavor. The profile is peach, strawberry, and banana smoothie. Other flavors too, like alien piss, and hit, which tastes like blueberry cinnamon crumble. Huge selection of box mods in stock right now. IPV, Tabika, and a bunch of others, plus the SMK flagship V2 mech mods in stock. This company for any manufacturer defects. Remember to check out that free rebuild class 2-6. And when you purchase any RDA, the first build is free. They got you over at VoltageVaping.com.
People wonder how mortgages can offer zero closing costs and great rates.
I really questioned whether low interest rate and was real. I mean, come on, that kind of deal. But they deliver. They're doing it, and they do it. We had closing documents from the bank that we've banked with for 15 years. And once we got the capping docs, there was absolutely, when you're looking at saving $4 to $5 the closing costs, we just had to go with Cap Center. You got to check out Cap Closing Costs. The competitive service is just tremendous. I'm Suzanne Gregory, and I'm a happy Cap Center customer. Cap Center's like a banana split with a cherry.
Yum. Call 1-804-968-5000 or visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLS.org. Equal housing lender.
Race Week returns to Auburn 25th, and backed by popular demand, another chance to get on the track before the race at Troy Nationwide. There's music with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Admission is free with every ticket purchased for Saturday night's race. Sets at 2 and wraps up at 4:30, and the flag drops for the Toyota Owners 400. Advanced tickets start at just $35. For tickets and other info, visit RIR.com at RIR. You've got to see.
Better smoke makes a better smoked ham. So when Boar's Head crafted our new Black Forest ham, we looked to age-old European tradition. Beechwood chips imported from Germany. This provides a distinct flavor that's a flavor rarely found in American smoked hams. While some smoking the test of time, ours must also withstand the test of tasting. Boar's Head Black Forest, compromise elsewhere.
Companies grow when people know. Richmond Radio and Rail Advertising.
Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals in our history. Nissan Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan of Richmond. Short pump. Nissan TV 2014. See dealer for complete details.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Travel lanes, all travel lanes have been reopened on the Anderson Highway at Page Road from an early morning power line situation. Trouble on 95 southbound in three spots between Lewis and Lewis Lamont, southbound 95 near Chamberlain and Race Street exit. Watch for stalled vehicles on the right shoulder.
With the One Morning Show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Into some news after that. It's Ellie in the Morning, Screen Age of Ultron. We have a little screening next Tuesday night. You and your guest, a little IMAX 3D for the advanced screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. By the way, if you need any info, there's a lot of stuff this week. You have the Avengers Age of Ultron. You have a trip to Bonnaroo that we're giving away. Into that a little bit later on, but we're giving that away this week. Facebook.com/Vine. You get info. Hey, by the way, as we get into news, what the hell happened to Johnny Kemp?
So they floating in Jamaica, right?
In Montego Bay. They just found his body, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't missed anything new, like in terms of cause of death or anything like that, other than he was just in the water.
Yeah, just floating in Montego Bay.
Dude, how old was he really? So somebody just found a body. Turns out it's Johnny Kemp. Where he lived? Did he live down? Is that home?
Was going there for a show.
Oh, okay. Dude, that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, Diane. News, please.
So Boston Marathon days and runners who are participating this page are facing weather that is cool and cloudy and rainy, and they'll be running temperatures about 40 as the racers are gearing up, getting ready to get underway. Get out an hour. Group will be setting off at around 9 o'clock.
And there's no expectation that Meb is going to win again. Meb was, it had become like the first to win the thing,
mm-hmm.
But they were saying the competition's so big this year. So big this year.
And then there was also the side speaking about how the penalty for Jahar Tsarnaev is set to start, but the parents, the victim, the little 8-year-old boy, Martin,
right,
who was killed 2 years ago, his parents urging people to take the death penalty off the table. Naya. They said in a Friday's Boston Globe that the death sentence could bring years of appeals and then prolong for them the most painful day. Wrote that when he fades from the media spotlight and the public view, that it's a start rebuilding their lives.
Right, so they were saying that in lieu of the death penalty, they would be fine if he got life in prison,
right,
with no possible, right, waive all appeals and just go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because with this going on, right, that they can't move
so
on.
It doesn't kick into, even if it's a death penalty case. Maybe it's different when it's a federal death, because I always thought that no matter what, a death penalty case, guilty,
it's automatic appeal.
Automatic appeals, yeah, go into play. So I don't know that they would be able to eliminate, even if Tsarnaev said, oh, I'll waive them, I don't care, go F yourself, whatever. I don't know that you get to do that. I have to look into that. That they automatically kick in.
Yeah.
But I don't waive that.
ISIS militants in Libya releasing a new video yesterday showing captive Ethiopian Christians being shot and beheaded. The video switch group of captives held in southern Libya who are shot, and then another group held by an affiliate in another part who are beheaded on a beach. It was released in February that Christians being beheaded at a beach as well. Six people arrested yesterday in Minneapolis and in San Diego with a terror investigation. They've been tracking young men who've gone to Syria or tried to go there to fight with ISIS. More details will be released today. Doug Hughes is the man who landed his gyrocopter on the Capitol lawn latch into his belief that campaign finance laws are too weak. He is starting his home in Tampa Bay back over the weekend and is now being forced to wear.
So I got to hurry and get back because I don't, I can't be, my detention starts. Yeah. But I mean, he's at parade. Oh, God, does he annoy me to know.
So
that.
He's got the bracelet court hearing back in D.C.
to get my gyrocopter back. Well, no kidding. They should have blown it out of the sky. God, does he annoy me.
BMW recalling 1,000 of its Mini Coopers may prevent the airbag on the passenger side of the cars from deploying in a crash. This affects 2005 through 2008 models of the Mini Cooper and S. Check out with, I'll tell you more details on the recall. People are wondering about some cryptic comments that Bobby Brown made in Bobby Christina when he referred to her as being awaited on Saturday. He said, I can say today that Bobby is awake. She is watching me. So, and
I saw that. At first, you take it literally. Isn't there part of you that goes like, she's watching over me? If you don't take it by its literal statement,
like she's
still in her coma, yeah, she's still alive, but I believe I'm comforted by the heard by that she's watching over me. Now, granted, that's not exactly what he said, but wouldn't we have heard him awake? The coma?
When was the last?
In several weeks.
When,
right?
He announced that he was going to leave and go play?
Tina Brown said no longer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she is awake.
So, no official statement, I guess, unless you consider what Tina Brown is saying. That's Bobby's sister.
Right. I even heard that. I hadn't even heard that she was off life support. Oh, maybe she is awake.
Yeah, because that goes back to, she was found in the battery first.
Yeah, no, that goes back to the second ways.
Justin Timberlake giving us a peek at his baby son, Sindel, via Instagram yesterday evening.
God, does Jessica Biel look great?
She does. She was had a baby a week ago.
God, no, because she
feel like a movie tonight. You can check your listings, a select number of theaters showing a 20th anniversary director's cut a day.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Obviously of 420. Moving on to sports, the Islanders scorekins into overtime to give New York a 2-1 yesterday and...
God damn you, John Tavares.
2-1 series lead, so game 4 tomorrow night at Nassau Coliseum.
Eric Fair's shoulder, he Pozo nailed him, something fierce. Always had shoulder problems. Hit it on at the same time. He missed the last couple of games of the regular season dealing with shoulder injury. I mean, he just went down to the ice, so I have to assume. I don't expect that we'll see him. Maybe you do. It's the play. Imagine that you would see him on tomorrow night when they go again.
Blackhawks meeting the Predators is over Ottawa, so they get a 3-0 series lead, and the Flames topping the Canucks 4-2. Three more games tonight: Rangers, Penguins, Minnesota, and Winnipeg against Anaheim.
Did you watch the NHL draft lottery?
Where would one watch?
NHL Network.
Was it?
Yeah, of course. Wait, or was it
with all those playoff games going on?
NHL Network or NBC too? I can't remember. It must have been on NBC Sports. It was before the Pittsburgh Rangers game, because of the prize this year coming out. He's the he is the next great one since Sidney Crosby. So it was a big deal. So they did the draft line and Deputy Commissioner Bill. So the Edmonton Oilers get the first like four of the last six. He looked miserable. He looked miserable.
Oh.
Now, listen, they didn't come to the guy from Edmonton there going, well, we're not saying you're taking Connor McDavid. No, unless you're getting 104, you're taking Connor McDavid. And he was being interviewed on Sportsnet. Looks like a decent enough kid. He's skilled beyond belief. But God, going to Edmonton. They ruin every first draft pick. God damn it.
Nats yesterday 4-1, so they're off today. Booked to town tomorrow. Orioles took two Red Sox over the weekend, so they finish up the series at Fenway as part of Patriots Day activities going on today. Wizard series against Toronto in overtime Saturday. Game two tomorrow night at the Air Canada. It was a rainy day in Bristol yesterday, obviously, with rain delays. Matt Kenseth, a 51 race winless leg there.
Whoopee.
That's sports.
XL 102. There's lots of winning reviews. Just ask a friend who drives. Know that every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a 2-year no-cost maintenance plan with exclusive for Toyota. Care covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. And your new Toyota cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet. So see your participating dealer sales. It's Raceman. The Toyota Care 250 is on Friday, April 24th, and the Toyota Owners 400 race is on April 25th under the RIR.com for all of the Toyota details. Then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% APR financing on Toyotas and cash back from Toyota. Financing terms vary by model and model year, and not all buyers will qualify. Check.com and then visit your Richmond dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning, 102.
To Elliot, 866-235-5468. Call me right now. You and three friends. Let's live large. Give me two winners. Two winners. Each winner along with three friends. You tonight. Elliot in screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. Do a little IMAX 3D screen. Again, next Tuesday night. You can go, please. Friends, I'll take two winners. 6-2 Elliot, 866-235-5468. Now and again, next Tuesday night, it's the Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. Get two winners. Each winner will bring three guests along with them. Next Tuesday, Avengers, Age of Ultron.
This vulnerable world needs something more powerful than any of us.
Avenger hits theaters on May 1st. Elliot in the Morning wants you to see it early with us. Listen all week and win your passes to Elliot in the Morning screening of Ultron next Tuesday night at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring. Bring IMAX 3D screening.
No way we all get through this.
I got no plan.
Listen all week. Win. Can't get through? No problem. Head to Facebook.com/ and sign up to get your passes there.
There are no strings on me.
Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron, Full Studios, and IMAX 3D. In the morning. XL 102.
Right now, Anytime Family Fitness for $30. There's 30 days to lose, to tighten that jiggle. 30 days to start getting ready for summer. All for just $30. Including a one-hour certified personal trainer to help get you to any of our 9 locations to learn more. 30 days for $30. Anytime Fitness. More at AmFamFit.com. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
Hey, baby. Let's ride.
Oh, yeah.
T-Brakes is your mojo. So get a new set of brake pads and brake rotors. Using new Duralast Max Premium brake pads, engineered to outperform the original pads that came on your car.
Hey,
listen, Mazda, are you one of the
went out shopping for a new vehicle this weekend? Did you find what you were looking for at the right price?
Drop
by Pearson Mazda for General Manager Mike Smith. Reputation is Richmond's no hassle, not complicated. Pearson Mazda gets you in and out at the lowest price. Talk to Mike Smith at Pearson Mazda and you'll see for yourself. Southwest at 95 at 520 West Broadway time at PearsonMazda.com.
Honestly, I'm not East Queen. It'll make it 5 years. But I do know this. If it weren't for those new health sandwiches, us groomsmen, none of us would be here tonight. So congrats, 7-Eleven. Your delicious meat cheese saved the day.
Lunch toasting. Try the all-new Chicken Bacon Ranch and Italian Melt Sandwiches. Only $2.99 at 7-Eleven. For a limited time at participating locations. Look it.
Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. Oh, my. Love you. Hey, good boy.
Do you? He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder to cry on. Not to mention the Batman best darn alarm clock. And while he may not be able to say the words exactly, your dog says he loves you in so many ways. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Canine Advantix 2 provides against fleas, ticks, those. Plus, Canine Advantix 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. Get down.
That's it. You're a good boy.
Canine Advantix 2 for the love of dog. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet specialists. Learn more at canineadvantix2.com.
Don't trust your sleep to an amateur. Only Sleepy's has mattress professionals with you the most comfortable mattress. And Only Sleepy's has the largest selection of name brands. During the final days of Sleepy's Friends and Family Mattress event, save big on Seal Serta with Queen Sets and save up to $1,100 mattress sets. Plus free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, iSeries, and more. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
The May 36 Star Competition is back, and you have the chance to choose which emerging artist will be the opening act at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So vote and enter for your chance to win a VIP trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival at radio.com.
Slow moving conditions at a few spots on the interstate 5 southbound near Brookline Shoulder, as well as 95 southbound at the Maury Street exit. On the side streets, watching at Old 100 Road and Iron Bridge south of Kingsland Road.
Elliot in the morning, exit 102.
Hi, who's that?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, dude?
David.
Nick, a couple of friends you can gather up and join morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron?
Most definitely.
All right, hold tight 1 second. Kaylee just has to make sure she gets some info from you. And I'll see you next Tuesday for Avengers Age of Ultron.
Sounds good, thank you.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second. Grab a second winner. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
My name's Jared.
Hey, Jared, how are you?
Fantastic.
That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, so listen, next Tuesday night, we'll all gather up. We have our very own Elliot in the Morning screening of a big Voltron. We'll do a little, of course, the movie isn't out until May the 1st. We'll all get together, and we'll have ourselves a little, I don't know about you, dude, I cannot wait.
You know, I'm actually a manager at a movie theater, and they won't let us screen it.
Oh, you know what? I got you covered. Don't you worry. So listen, hold 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you. And same thing. I'll see you and your passes. So I will see you. We'll see you Tuesday. All right, my friend?
All right.
You, dude, hold tight 1 second for next week. You will win those. Diane, will you do me a favor while I'm wrapping this up? Will you pull out the woman in Texas who, Arrow, please, don't make a face. We haven't even got. So listen, all this week, you will win your passes to join us next Tuesday night for Elliot in the Morning's Avengers Age of Ultra. Like I said, we'll see it ahead of time. Movie doesn't come out until May the 1st. The whole theater that I have to fill, I'm not going to be able to do it just taking winners over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. You can go and register to get your tickets that way. Facebook.com/EITM online. You will see all the information there. Then get yourself registered, and that's how we'll fill up the rest of the theater. But just know that next Tuesday, and win on the air when I tell you to call. But if for some, if it's busy, you can't get through. Facebook.com/EIT. You can register to get your tickets that way. And we'll fill up the theater for next Tuesday night. And then the other big thing going on, this other things going on this week. Later morning, I'll tell you how you win your trip to Bonnaroo. That's also taking place this for the remainder of the week. More playoff tickets for you. So I'll explain all that as we get closer a little bit later on. All right, Diane. I don't remember where in Texas, but apparently there's all kinds of backlash over this girl.
You know the area of Brenham?
Yeah, Brenham is there in Brenham. If I'm not mistaken, that's where Bluebell Ice Cream is out of. And all of their service recently. A little outbreak that was making everybody sick.
For that area. Yeah, not a good sign to be from there.
But yeah, Brenham is home of Bluebell. When their ice cream is the ice cream's fantastic. No, it really is. Like Bluebell's no joke. That's a home run for ice cream. Mm-hmm. I died. So there's a chick. What's her name?
Lindsay.
Dr. Kristen. So there, first of all, there are several debates over it's even real to begin with. There are several debates over whether or not she's been fired. Although I did see that said, why would they fire me, y'all? I'm awesome.
That's what you come back with.
And then there were just two. If and when she would end up getting charged for what she did. There's a question as to whether or not if she did what she is accused of doing, and it was indeed a feral. There's a group that says, oh, no, that was a cat that had been dropped off to be put down. What's her name?
Dr. Kristen Lindsay.
Right. She's pretty young, by the way. And I can't tell if she's cute. So anyway, she works for the, she works,
uh-huh.
And I guess she had posted, I don't know if it was on Facebook or Instagram, wherever it was, I guess posted a picture of her having put down what she said was a feral cat. And she put it down with an arrow.
To its head.
Okay, I don't know that the play that big of a deal.
The fact that she used an arrow was bad enough.
But didn't she, why? Doesn't she say it's the most humane way of hunting?
I don't know. When I've put number been on the table for me. Most people.
Can I ask you? That would have been. No. Would you have said, you know what? Take an arrow to Larry's head.
No, and Larry's still with
Bobby. Larry.
Bobby is.
Which one did you put down?
Well, we've had to do a couple over the years. Okay.
Eddie. So an Eddie.
No, you sit
Eddie
in there. They give the cat a sedative to calm it down while you cry, and then
they give it the shot. Then the shot stops its heart.
Right.
So that most people say is the way to go. This chick said, "No, you know what? I'm just going to arrow and shoot it." Is it that she's holding the cat up with the arrow through?
Well, yeah, and she's calling her, and you know.
Okay. Well,
it's awful. It's awful. What do you mean what bothers me? Everything about it bothers me.
Because didn't the plan even get involved? Because we don't even know if it's true or not.
Well, they're investigating.
Right.
Whether she should face charges. So they're involved.
Yeah, do anything yet.
Make sure there's enough to charge her.
The feral cat, though, did she in the wrong?
I don't really know the story at all.
So I don't know. How did she get her hands on? That's the part that I don't know.
Well, she got...
Because there's one group that says that they drop the cat off to be euthanized. When I hear feral cat, that makes me think that it was just like out running around by the clinic.
Yeah.
But would somebody catch a off? Like when you had your feral cat.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I didn't drop it off, but they brought it back. The people from the, it was a rescue/vet office. Yeah, sure.
So if you would have captured the cat, the veterinarian's office and said, this needs to be put down, it's a feral cat, or whatever you want to do with it.
I didn't explore that avenue where I was going to catch it myself.
Right. But I'm saying that could have been
maybe a private office. I know you can't bring it to the animal.
Like the humane things like that. Yeah. Okay. You know, there's this cat. I don't know how she gets her hands on the cat.
Diane.
And so she... Didn't she say it was her first shot? She's really proud.
My first bow.
That's it.
Kitty emoji, LOL. The only good feral tom arrow
can throw in its head.
The year award gladly accepted with the laughing so hard you're crying.
Right. Okay. So that's what she posted, and then people went on her. See, but then there's the
her
report.
Her clinic says she's done.
Okay, but then I'm telling you, she did over the weekend, and all... I'm awesome. So I fired. Did they take her off the schedule?
And everything says she was fired.
Yeah,
so
we have parted.
But she doesn't.
We have the clinic posts with Miss Lindsay. We don't allow in the strongest possible manner. When informed of this, we responded swiftly and appropriately.
All right, so that sounds like they've taken some pretty quick measures, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess she thinks she's not fired. Maybe she's, you know, going to show up at work.
Yeah, no, because I did see where she tweeted. Why would... I'm awesome.
The firestorm that's brewing over this.
They are getting it pretty bad.
Yeah, please don't think that we...
Right,
you know,
that's not our...
the most humane way.
No, I'm asking, don't think that a bow and arrow is the way to go. Or do they just look... Because you have a good... Or do they just go back and...
He's wanted to use my children for youth... That's the extent of the interaction.
Or do they do real hunting? I don't remember.
It's a cat.
Right. Yeah, no. Thing down that way. Could you imagine, though? No. Thing out in the back. And throw at it. By the way, they still... And you still have to look at it this way, Diane.
What?
They still not confirmed that that's how it... That's a real cat. And that she killed it that way.
It's a good stuffed animal cat.
I'm just telling you, they have not confirmed. Hoax. Could be a hoax.
Well, cops will get to the bottom of that.
Wouldn't there be blood?
For the cat's face.
Thankfully.
They protect the cat's identity.
Able to see a bunch of red?
Again, that's a hunting question. I don't know the answer to it.
No, I feel like...
Is it out with something like that, or don't
still,
yank
if
it out?
I get shot with an arrow, I'm still going to bleed. Bullfights, looks like those bull... Where am I going, Kaylee? Oh, now I have every expert. Line 3? I get why people are upset with her. Oh, that I totally get.
Hey, is it Elliot?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Hey, so I hear one reason why people kill feral cats is because they destroy the chipmunks, squirt. That's what she was doing or thinking. I have no idea.
Oh no, I do know feral cats are trouble for a community. Absolutely. Like where I used to live in Olney, there was all those feral cats at a Chinese restaurant that hung out by the dumpster because they knew that they were getting like kung pao something or other late in the day. But that whole, that whole area was covered in feral cats because the neighborhood butted right up. There'd be feral cats running through time, all the time. Like they would tell you, you can't let animals out. Because the ferals were out there like crazy. So I get that sometimes, and listen, I don't know what the laws are, what the rules are rather, regarding feral cats. Like I don't know if they get taken in and then they're like, okay, now they're cool, now we have no idea how that works. But it'll ruin a neighborhood.
Bow and arrow is a bit much, but studies where they just decimate all the small birds and the songbirds in an area.
Hey, thank you, sir. I don't think there'd be a backlash if they said, hey, listen, they brought this feral cat in, and the cat had to be put down all over the...
Well, now somebody thinks it's
the bow through the head.
No, it's somebody's pet.
Well, see, that's the other question.
Let me check the Justice for Tiger Facebook page.
My feral adopted out.
But were they...
worth noting.
And right,
the babies or the kittens and the mommy cat.
So a feral cat isn't necessarily...
No, they did all the tests and had nothing. So that's what allowed them to give it to a family.
Can I ask a stupid question? By definition, is a feral cat just a homeless cat?
I thought so. Yeah.
So why are there some that have to be put down?
Because you can probably pick up a few diseases.
Some of them are sick and can't be loaned out.
Like I was timing a baby rabbit.
I'm sorry.
Saturday. Not like with it.
Oh. Hi, bunny. What's up?
Hey, kiss me.
FaceTiming with a rabbit.
A video of a rabbit. And when you get really close, you think of...
a rabbit.
It was terrified. And I wanted to show it to my family doing yard work.
Why? Why would you get that close?
Because I've never been that close.
Dude, that's a pissed off rabbit.
I did say while I was FaceTime, I said, if it seems like I've been attacked from behind, I think it's the mother.
Dude, why would you do that?
I cope it. Make up for not being able to walk them. I blame it on the management and the label. Not the band. The band was cool. So anyway, about that stuff. So that's the same reason I didn't want to get near the feral cats that had set up in the house.
No. You don't want that.
No. With anything wild, you worry about disease. A lot to put down.
Yeah, no. That makes sense. But I didn't know, like, if feral connoted that there was, like, an issue with the canimal. I guess you could have a feral dog, feral rabbit. Feral coyote. I mean, anything could be feral.
Quick poll.
Yeah.
Did I live stream it?
You know what? I don't care.
Who doesn't want to see a bunny?
It's no big thing to me.
Diane, your third or cuteness emergency?
There's what several.
Cuteness emergency. That's cute what emergency.
Mine said he will he'll periscope. He'll watch anybody. He doesn't care if it's somebody just sitting and eating a hot dog or if it's
chopping. Can do that.
God damn. Okay, he's famous.
He's eating something.
Yeah. No. Greg said he'll periscope. He'll watch somebody just walking into an A&P. Doesn't care. Look, they're going grocery ass all day.
We'll keep that in mind when we're in Jacksonville. No. Start with some Fozzie. Maybe I do everything.
Oh, make sure you get it where I pace. It's an accident in the pit. All right, where am I going, Kaylee? Where am I going? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
This is Brooke. I actually volunteer at a local animal shelter.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess if the animal was sick, that might be a different story, but feral cat colonies are actually kind of important to the community. The community control, like, that, and normally you would... We have programs where you take them in and you neuter them and you put them back in the community where you...
The wild, so if you neuter them and tag them and send them eat, like, your field mice, they'll eat, you're like, your...
Yeah, like, in D.C., it totally, like, took down the rat population. Yeah, and so... We've always feral cats, there's a lot of them cannot be adopted back out, but they still live, you know, normal, and we just put them back, and the reason why they neuter them is so the colony doesn't get out of control.
Yeah, but they look up, dude.
They're living outside.
They're just kind of cats. They just won't come up to humans. They live in their little ones, and we're over these programs that... You don't know that they're feral, so you
right.
Put them back.
Hey, let me ask you this though: you guys don't put them down with a bow and arrow, do you?
No.
Oh, this old girl.
Yeah, that's a little overkill.
Y'all, I'm awesome. I'm awesome.
No, I don't think anyone would think that's humane in any state, county.
Well,
but,
the vet buyer girl. But they still don't know that it's real.
It seems her alma mater was Fuhrer, Colorado State, I believe.
Oh, did she? Yep, CSU.
They issue a
say that we don't train this way. Is that what
well,
she
said? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That would make
a statement, but it was essentially just like echoing of not only her former place of employment, but
right.
The internet.
Now, I don't know. The clinic is saying she's not. She tweeted, "I'm not fired, y'all. I'm awesome." Why would they?
Maybe that's before everybody started issuing statements.
Whatever. Haters gonna hate.
Okay.
Hi, who's this?
For me.
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Come on in.
Hey, this is Jimmy. This is me. How are you? So, out in Texas, they have a crap load of wild boar, almost piglets, and licensed to use fully automatized weapons on these little suckers.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, where do you live?
I'm relocated to Alexandria.
Oh, okay. But you're from Texas. I gotcha. So
yes, they have these wild boars that are completely invasive species, all the crops, and you can put a automatic weapon on them. And people get in the helicopter and over, and it scares them. They run out of the bush. Pull them on down.
By the way, you know what this reminds me of? Wasn't it about a year and a half ago I was telling everybody that the wild hogs were making their way north from Florida?
Yep.
And we would Potomac any day. Yeah, maybe they have, and we just don't know. No, I would know a wild hog. So if they could just come, they just ramp it in Texas.
Yeah, a lot of people will eat them, but there's some stuff you can just shoot them and leave them. They're just eating up anyway.
All right. Hey, are you a big hunter?
Pardon?
Are you a big hunter?
I would say I'm a pretty decent hunter.
An arrow?
Arrow, they say, is the real man way to do it because you're using man strength. You're not using no gunpowder or nothing to really kill it.
Right. That's an arrow. But are you also gun hunt?
No, I'm not a cheater. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't frown on it. You can do whatever you want. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, Ellie, get us here.
Hey, yeah. Get that done for you. Hold on 1 second. Yes, Tyler.
The statement issued by Colorado State University veterinarian's oath.
Right.
Are you familiar?
I am not.
Did you have to solemnly swear?
Jackie was only a vet tech.
Yeah, but still, she's caring for animals.
Like but like, if you're a vet versus a vet tech, like, for example, Jackie, as a vet tech, would never be able to encourage or discourage putting an animal. The cat came in, and she worked at a cat hospital, strictly cats. But if they, like, if somebody came in, like, when we ended up with that, here, I want to put this down, and Jackie was the only one there. Okay, like, she wasn't allowed to. Maybe that was just a clinic thing. But they weren't allowed to go, like, no, the cat's down, or anything like that. So instead, we adopted it and spent about $10,000 on it and had to put it to sleep. Familiar with the with
it's
the,
a promise that they hold to society and themselves they hold dear.
Does it say anything about having to put them down?
Solemnly swear to use skills for the benefit of society, health and welfare, the prevention and relief of animal suffering, the conservation of animal research, health, and the advancement of medical knowledge. I will practice my profession conscientiously, with dignity, and in keeping with the principles of veterinary medical. I accept lifelong obligation.
How am I going to do my gig?
Well, they give you, like, it's repeat after me, I bet.
Oh.
You don't have to memorize it.
By the way, at Elliott's College of Knowledge, there won't be anything like that at the end.
Words and principles will help guide your personal and professional lives.
I think I got that right.
The public holds our profession in high regard us to practice excellent medicine. Next time I bring Thompson to the vet, I'm going to say, I'm giving unless one of you right now can recite the oath.
Over the teeth, through the gums, look out, Tommy, here. Yeah, that's the College of Knowledge oath. All right, let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask these people? Hold, don't go anywhere. Give me one quick break.
It's in the morning. This is XL 102 after Elliot.
When it comes to your money, you've got to deal with people you trust, and there's no one more trustworthy than the union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife here. We've been members for years, and they take care of us. And if you're in the market for a, they're going to take care of only 3% down. That means you can move into your dream home faster and with pocket to decorate, buy furniture, or for whatever else you're in your home. Argent makes it easy with online banking or the mobile app. Check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at argentcu.org. Argent Credit Union, second to none.
Attention all team coaches and sponsors. You have a choice where to order your custom tees. This year, order your custom t-shirts, hats, and apparel and save up to 30% quick turnaround. And located here in Richmond, K2 Awards and Apparel is incredibly fast. K2Awards.com and with a designer, create your own tees and save time and money with K2 Awards and Apparel. Order online at K2Awards.com and save 30%. That's K2Awards.com for all of your custom t-shirt needs.
Need a good reading horse Toyota? How about 900? Right now, we're offering incredible deals on including new 2015 Corollas with one and 2015 Camrys as low as 101. Plus, every new piece of no-cost maintenance from Magna Toyota. And another source of maintenance from McGeorge. Double selection won't last. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorge or McGeorgeToyota.com. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Includes the 2-year, 25,000-mile Toyota Care Maintenance experience and additional 2-year or 20-mile maintenance from McGeorge Toyota. Miles 25, 32, and 18, 52. Qualified TFS Tier 1 Plus leasers receive a new 2015 Toyota Camry LE for $100 per month. For 2015 Toyota Corolla LE for as low as $79 per month for 24 months. With 12,000 miles per mile year and $3,500 tax fees, license, and $495 processing fees due at signing. Security deposit waived on all Tier 1 Plus special leases. Offer expires 5/4.
Stuck in a job instead of in a career you love? Stratford University has the answer. Explore the possibilities at our open house on Thursday, April 23rd on campus. For details, go to stratford.edu/open house. Stratford chance, one student at a time.
Mondays can seem like this until you remember it's Mo Monday. Every Monday at Mo's is filled with life. Life is everybody catch friends enjoying an awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20 plus fresh ingredients. See you there.
Hey, it's TMO, and
Something very easy to remember. We want it. We've got it. At eight. Thinking about a new washer or dryer? Greg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, ovens, and Greg's got it. Hundreds of appliances plus next day delivery? And right now at HH Greg, get up special financing. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your HH Greg credit card. Catch Greg and HHHGreg.com. Prices, fast delivery, Greg's got it. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Equipping with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy Clouds. Knowledgeable, you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced, has everything you need. With over 10,000 flavors to create at the Mixing Bar. 003 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wawa or our second location in Chester. Days a week. So Clouds Vapor.
The Birthday Series continues venues this Friday with the tickets at the Bird Theater or online at thebtf.org. Classic film, and it's all for a good cause. Open the Bird Theater in Garrett's open 30.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage.
You broke my Quenelle Lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered and covered. Oh, fine art.
You broke my lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Slow for a few spots on the interstate, 64 westbound at Laburnum, watch for a collision. That's on the right shoulder. Collision at Laburnum and Laburnum at Hermitage, broad at Skip with. Stalled vehicles, Charles City Road at Elko Road and Dumbarton at Brook Run Drive.
From the Elliott in the Morning building, WDC Washington, WRXL Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Got to move before the darkness and the daylight come. Right. I got to move. Got to move now so to make a song.
It's Elliott in the Morning. Coming up a little bit later on this hour. I'll have a fun trip to Bonnaroo. Giving that away at the end of the week. Qualify all week by winning tickets to see Alabama Shakes. Then at the end of the week, we'll give away a grand guest. We'll head down to Tennessee. For Bonnaroo. Again, if you need any info, .com/EITM online. All right, thank you for holding through the break. Let me break. Hi, Elliott in the Morning.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey,
what's up,
hey,
Rob?
So I used to be a veterinarian.
Recite the pledge.
Oh, I don't know.
That was about 10 years ago. Anyway, yeah, so you used to be a veterinarian.
So, you know, the whole air through the head thing. Humane than the actual drugs they use. You know, they give it a paralytic, then they give it out the heart. So your pet is literally suffocating. You can't give any signs of distress.
I realize that's not a popular stance. But one of the things that I did read over the weekend when they were talking about this Christian woman who took out the cat, assuming that it's real, was there was something. Listen, it may look shocking, but in the world of just putting down a cat, it may not be as bad as everybody thinks that it is.
And that's what I'm getting at. You know, see that? It's more for the family and everyone else's, you know, just to feel better about themselves. But, you know, in all reality, the animal, you know, is suffering or pushing against using drugs for capital punishment.
Right. And though, when I'm down, I'd much rather it be the way, when I did put wine down, I much rather it be the way that it goes to sleep. Traumatic for me because it made that, it was not good. But.
Oh, I was going to say, it's either way. But it's cleaner, it's going to sell, you know, and that's more for the owner and for the general public, just to feel better about it. I'm also an avid hunter. I mean, you know, with a well-placed shot, the animal's down, and it's a little quicker and a lot less pain. If she were to have done it with a bow, if she were to have done her shot placement,
right,
the animal wouldn't have felt any pain. It would have been over quickly, as opposed to suffocating but being, you know, no obvious signs of distress.
Well,
and a lot of people are going to agree with me on that.
By the way, I totally agree with you. But if this animal in, I couldn't go, all right, take him out. But by the way, I hope you get him on the first run you're able to do.
Oh, no, and that's completely understandable. If you're really not to sound crass, bow and arrow, I'm mixed feelings on that unless, you are seasoned, you know what you're doing. But it'd be much better, not using a gun. Or any sort of livestock, like a form of a bolt gun.
Right.
Where it just shoots like a metal bolt, through the brain. I mean, just using it through the brain, like important, oh Lord, I've been out of this field.
I understand what you're talking.
It just severs everything, and it's a blink of an eye, it's out. It doesn't have time to feel anything. Lungs are just...
Yeah, no. I hear it. Watch it happen, though. I don't want
well,
that.
Well, no one wants to see it because, of how it looks. But I mean, this just kind of goes down to, people feeling about themselves.
Yeah, but every time you say people feeling better about themselves, I don't feel like saying it in a condescending sense.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not a vet anymore because I just got tired of dealing, with just crappy, pecky pet owners who were like, what do they call them? Like helicopter parents? You have that in the animal world. And I just got to enjoy the Marine Corps.
I hear you. All right, dude. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, can I go ahead and get a t-shirt?
Yeah, hold on one sec. I'll do that for you. Hold tight once. Hell's a helicopter parent for a pet.
The constant involvement. Right, for this part of the visit, we have to go behind.
No, I'll come with you. Yeah. I'll come. You know what? Let me hold the thermometer. Let me insert the thermometer. Mm. Oh, I don't like that.
Have you
done the thermometer? No, I'm not going to give the dog a thermometer.
You acted like you've done it before.
You've never taken Thompson's temperature with, the vet. You've never read. No. Mackie's temperature like that.
Perfect.
But never the dog. Although, Deuce, when you take his temperature at the vet, that's it. He's a little harumph. Tries to sit down. I'm like, dude, don't do that. Don't do that. I'll never get that out of there.
God.
Well, I'm not going in after it. But no, they just pull the tail up and pull it right in. It's total. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm a veterinarian. I put down animals.
I don't know how you do it. I do it.
It sucks, but it's just where the animal is suffering.
Listen, I understand that in the whole thing.
They paralyze the animals and they suffocate. Oh, their consciousness is conscious. We're not giving them. I mean, we usually do give it, or we give the anesthesia overdose.
Right.
But it's an anesthesia overdose. We're giving it all at once. We think that it would be much more humane to use the drugs we use for the lethal injection.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, we think that making them suffocate is kind of ridiculous. We just give it, it's worse than anesthetic. It used to be used, but now it's used for just something else. But,
right.
I mean, under their consciousness is gone before their breathing and their heart rate are totally stopped.
I'll tell you, as the outsider who's had to put a number of animals, although I've never been there for one of the cats being put down, I wouldn't mind itself.
Yeah, no, they are.
Hey, do you know, like, when that about helicopter parents for or animals, pets, is that like a legit thing?
I mean, we certainly have parents who are very, very involved and kind of interfere with the care because their anxiety over everything makes it very hard to treat their pet.
Mm. I actually like that.
I'm not looking down, Diane.
I'm not looking at you at all. I am looking down. I was
Oh, the vet's recommendations. I didn't study that stuff. I'm not going to dispute with the vet's opinion. Is always a good idea.
No way. What are you doing? Couldn't you see Diane? Plug your ears like you're not here. Couldn't you see Diane being a licorice or no?
We get plenty of anxious parents. And
I'm sure you do.
I feel like I could get pegged also with that.
Could you?
But our bond can be so troublesome. When they take him, it actually benefits both of us. So I can't be around him because he acts.
It's out, though. Like, your dog is neurotic.
He has issues controlling his excitement.
Right.
Or managing it. So when they take him behind, he's like another dog.
So he's fine.
I make him...
crazy.
No, I just think there's pain and...
What?
Where they say it's best sometimes to separate the pet from the owner if they're going to give it, like, an injection or something like that, because it's going to get... It sensed that on you.
I've always believed that they do that just because...
They don't want to be around you? The tech...
No, I don't know why a tech wouldn't want to be around me. No, but, like, I think of it... And listen, I'm sure the vet that we take him to, this isn't a problem, but with my... If they're going to get a shot and be like, uh-uh, but
they have somebody lay down on top of the dog.
Headlock it. Headlock it. You know, like, like handle the dog in a way that's full to the dog, but you may dude, you can't listen a dog.
Yeah.
That's why I always assume that they did it.
No, mine's no. It is. And he's 911, if that wasn't a bad omen from the get-go when we brought him to the vet for the first time.
Mine's been in there so much, he just goes in and just lays on the floor. Like,
thermometer.
Line three. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Oh, nobody's told us if you get shot with a beetle a lot. Because that could play into my picture. That could play into
of
my
whether,
picture.
Whether it's still real?
Saying that.
Yell at the cops. Exact same thing.
I haven't.
No, the cops are saying that they won't do anything because.
No, it says they're investigating.
Legit.
Whether or not it's like any investigation.
But you can't charge her if it's in the picture.
Or there's some loophole in the law.
She could have, that happens all the time, she could have taken a stuffed animal, but he knows.
It's a tiger.
You don't know. What does Justice for Tiger say?
Just watch the video.
People are saying there's very distinct marks on tiger that you can match up to the picture on the vet's Facebook page.
End up the page. Like, is it Tiger's owner?
No,
because Tiger's like a wild...
It said, though, that they have found Tiger, and if there's such a problem with feral cats in this area, then why is Tiger's food bowl left
where
at?
Where's
I guess I put a food bowl out trying to get Tiger to come. I've been missing, so...
A lot of people name their pet Tiger. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on?
Elliot. Yeah, I'm a veterinarian as well.
I got so many veterinarians calling me.
So I have a couple points to make. One, you were mentioning before, I actually, one of the reasons I left for the federal government was crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, that I believe, especially with their animals. I get people are a little nuts, myself included.
There were a bunch of nice people I worked with that there are some that were, you know, the people not to commit suicide. You know, there were people that were really aggressive, lawsuit crazy, et cetera. But the other one, with what I know, I'm involved with the American Veterinary Medical Association and some other associations as well. There's proof this cat was a pet. She likely can't get charged for anything, nor could she get her license revoked either.
So other than losing her job, she'd be good to go?
More than likely, yeah. The first veterinarian that called, you know, it's... When you go to, when large animal veterinarians go to, you know, they often will use a gun. You know, we're trained, you know, where to shoot them and how to shoot them in the most humane way possible.
Right.
So, it is unfortunate, and it was not wise of this lady to flaunt her deed. Otherwise, it likely wouldn't have been a big deal. She didn't make it so public. And I mean, to an extent, I mean, I'm not saying what she did was right.
Right.
And she deserves some of this backlash for so interesting what she did.
So so her crime was showboating.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's no proof that this was a guy, then, you know, it is considered a wild animal. And I'll mention, too, one of the callers that called to mention about with trap neuter release programs.
Right.
If you look on the internet, the president, it was a year or two ago, put out a statement or a video saying that they do not endorse them and they don't think that they work. The wildcat population has really gotten bad. They've devastated bird populations.
Have they really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Millions of birds. And we would see that. I'd see a lot of folks who get really overburdened involved in cat rescues, and they would end up, like you. I had a client who had, they ended up, because of being involved with that, they ended up with 40 of them.
Holy Christ!
And they took care of them.
You've had six before, so tattoo of
okay, that's not a cat. That's a dog. That was a rescuing. All right, dude. Yeah. Hey, listen, yeah. Doctor, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Well, thank you.
Sure thing.
You got it. Yes, Tyler.
Elaine has sent over a test of her pet parent.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want to take it?
Real quick. Yes.
Diane, are you in?
Yeah, Diane's in.
When
just
your dog,
go ahead and say, just write down yes.
When
for
your
her.
Dog or cat drops a toy just out of their reach, may not even notice. He glanced to see if it's near breakables or has fallen behind the couch. Or C, jump.
A, don't even notice.
Yeah, A.
Well, Diane, you don't have dog animals that play with toys.
There are plenty of cat toys.
By the way, I think Diane, you would. That's not tidy, so you would go pick it up under the guise of you're just cleaning up. But here you go.
Diane said A, so I'll put A.
Okay.
I'm C. Before purchasing a pet, one that looks safe and know your pet will like, B, do a bit of research, or C, consumer reports and your favorite
pet.
God damn it.
See?
Thanks.
You know what,
Ms.
Diane? I may owe you an apology
Thank
in a
you.
Second.
Yeah.
And then, after letting your pet out into a fenced-in backyard, you A, go about your day knowing they're safe, B, check on them every hour, C, stay outside with them, no exceptions.
Okay, I know what mine is. Can I guess mine and then yours?
God damn it.
A and then C. Stan, where are they going?
That's at my vet's advice. Never to let them out there by themselves.
Oh, really?
And if something happens, they get sick or they cut themselves, you don't know what happened.
Oh, Bauer did that.
Oh,
remember
right.
He had his whole side sliced open. Yeah, he's got a big scar down his side, though.
So you were A across the board.
Yeah.
Diane was basically A across the board.
How are you?
I was C's.
What's up, helicopter?
So let's see. Well, let's see. Maybe it's reverse psychology. Hi, mates.
And
I... does nothing without your approval and, of course, without you being there right to supervise. Try to give your pet some space so they don't feel smothered. Whatever, he loves it. This thinks...
You know what, Diane?
For nothing.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize. Should have looked right. Should have never looked left. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break.
This phone needs something more powerful than any...
Avengers, Age of Ultron, hits Elliot in the Morning with us.
Ultron in the flesh.
Listen all week and win your passes to Elliot Avengers, Age of Ultron, Tuesday night at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring for an IMAX X screening.
No, I got no plans tomorrow night.
Listen, win every day. No problem. Head to facebook.com/EITMOTM online and surf there.
There are. Strings on the...
Elliot in the morning screening of Avengers from Marvel Studios. Experience it in IMAX 3D. Elliot in the Morning.
When you're in the market for a new car, you want the best deal possible. And once you pick a car, there's no for your auto loan than Argent Care. My wife and I have been Argent members. I promise you, they take care of us. And they'll take care of you for your new car or truck with rates 0.99 APR. Go to Argent's easy online application. What we already know, Argent is the RVA's best choice for loans, and with five locations, they're convenient to you. Argent Credit Union, second to none.
Ed, what is that bizarre contraption?
It's my latest Jimmy John's online...
Really?
Yes, sir. You know our popular Jimmy John's online ordering service?
Yes, click order eat.
This is the perfect time-saving companion.
Oh, perfect, Ed.
Presenting the Jimmy John's F4000 three-dimensional sandwich printer.
Oh, boy.
See, we put me Jimmy John's customer.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And we send a signal to the F4000...
What does one of these babies cost?
It's $50,000, sir.
And how long does it take to print a sandwich?
About 8 hours, sir.
You see where I'm going with this?
So back to the...
Stay away from the drawing board, Ed.
Get safe and reliable stops every time by switching to new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pad at AutoZone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sir, today I'm waking up calling tunes and zoom instead of your alarm
of this kind of hope in the morning.
I've used coffee with sugar and cream to fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash browns, sauce, brown sausage, and biscuits.
That can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee, $3. Most locations open. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning.
Jack, Chris.
Long.
Here you go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's dollar menu.
Sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast can get your morning every day.
Feel better?
I'm ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me. On you.
There's something for McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
New Odor Eaters Medicated Powder with Maxim provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves. Odor Eaters Medicated Powder stops the itch.
Looking for a mortgage? Take a look at CapCenter.com.
One of the great things about the CapCenter website is you can look at all the numbers, change interest rates, and you don't have to get involved with any. I'm Alex Lillo, and I'm a plumber.
Pleasing rates and zero closing costs. Call 1-804-968-5000.com. Important limitations apply. Value and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLS.org. Equal housing lender.
Now at Wawa, any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. Sweet cravings, your need for, your longing for something cozy. And we'll make you a delicious specialty hot lattes and iced mochas perfection. Comfy hot chocolates with whipped cream on top. And so much more. Make your day. Try one for $1.99 today. Gotta have a time only. See store details.
No time for allergies? Walgreens will help you get the right relief right away. You can count on our wide assortment of Walgreens brand effective relief at a vet. So swing by Walgreens, out and feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now, celebrity products are buy one, get one for a lesser price. Use as directed.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why it's the insurance doctor.
Head to Kroger's SurePlus card and earn fuel points that help it up. The savings add up fast. You can save up to $1 off per gallon by redeeming points at Kroger Fuel Centers today. Or pails.
From the Nefix Center.
Downed tree is blocking all travel lanes of New Kent Highway, both directions. Collisions in town, including 9 Mile Road at Cedar Fork, the Burnham and Hermitage, stalled vehicle Charles City Road at Elko Road, and a 95 running slow south through Hermitage. We have a collision on the right shoulder.
Now, back to on XL102.
Spend the night. That's what I'm talking about, boy. And I ain't playing. It would be when we be laying up. Let me love you. You're looking decent levels. And I know this stuff. You got that at the highest you don't know. See, I'm the type of girl, like, you can be the king, I'll bring you your crown, like, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff, shimmy, shimmy, cloud, like, me and you on the ground, yeah. You wanna ride these curves, hop in your Chevy Nova, and don't dive with nerve, baby, I'm gonna be your friend.
Tell you in the morning. Still got a trip to Bonnaroo that we'll give away or qualify you to win. We give away the trip on Friday. Open that trip coming up in a little bit. I mentioned it earlier. Once we get to, I have playoff tickets for you this week. We'll continue giving away Capitals in action, just like we did last week. This week I'm going to throw some Wizards as well. And if you weren't listening earlier, we told you that next week, Elliot in the Morning sneak preview, a screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. If you cannot get through when I ask you to, you can register to get your tickets that way, /EITM online. You know what? As long as we're talking about people getting... I know that there were a bunch of Britt McHenry over the weekend. But is she still just, why are you making a face, Kaylee? By the way, answer for Kaylee, but Kaylee and I passed before. Were you surprised by any word that came? Nod. So does she still just have the week
one
suspension?
Week? I guess so.
That's gotta grow. I
mean, you would,
by the way, you know what ESPN would be missing?
It hasn't gone away like you would have thought it would. It would.
No, it's louder. You know what, ESPN, if they let her go? Kaylee, you're incorrect to say nothing. They would... Oh, she's not good. Don't get me wrong. No, but she would be missing exactly what she was hired for. Just a piece of ass on TV. That's it. I don't think she was hired for her journalistic skills.
So I guess now...
The company said, whatever, no big deal.
They didn't intend for her to get... You released the video.
They edited the video. Right. And that's what they're.
Oh, so is that what the problem? What's in the? What did they? Was there any speculation as what was edited out?
The back and forth.
Oh, so hearing isn't the Nina? The woman that was
inside the booth.
Right. So you don't
hear her a little bit, but
right. But like
everyone is now speculating that not what Britt McHenry said was warranted.
Right. She said it's really
but
stupid.
It's not at when you hear
it's not as
like essentially said. Suspended.
Yeah, she should be fined. All right. Then one of two things has to happen. Either A, company then has to just release the entire footage. Right?
Would they do that?
Well, I mean, if the speculation is that, and by the way, she is not attractive. She's a very, very good looking lady. She's a very good looking lady, but she's not good. Horrible. Anyway, but if I don't want to say people are backing off of Britt, because I still think everybody.
Well, there's other.
It's not surprising. Oh yeah.
Don't help her out.
So I don't think anybody's going to back away from Britt McHenry. But if there is the other side of it, then one of two. Then sir, Gina needs to call me, and I'll be more than happy to talk to her. Or they have to release the entire video. The company say why they only release Britt's side of it. Like I'm friends with
I
her.
I think they.
Other than to say they just want to show
about the editing.
They just say they wanted to show what people in this line of work go through all the time.
Day in, day out.
Locally, and is found, there were a ton of people who talked to stations and have had yelling, screaming matches with one company.
Oh, so Gina's gotten it back.
Yes, that's what it seemed like.
But were people coming out saying that they've gotten into it with Gina and Gina yells back at them?
It's implicitly defending Britt McHenry.
Ooh, see, that I didn't see. Kaylee, that doesn't mean she's a good person. Kaylee, not like hearing that. It doesn't mean that Britt's awesome. It just means maybe that Gina goes off. Listen, get their car when it's been towed. It's horrible. But you still can't do does. Although now I got to know if Gina said anything.
I think it's clear Gina said stuff.
So you think Gina was like, F you bitch? But do you think it was like that, or do you, or was it, was she attacking Britt?
I bet she was. We've had
like you stuck up. Really?
Uh-huh. There's no reason for the towing company to go forward and be so forward about it, face any sort of discipline.
So then why doesn't Britt make him go, hey, what, okay, maybe I was wrong to talk about her missing tooth. Hot and not being beaten and on and on and on, but she also was calling me a stupid C, you know, just a like whatever Gina was calling her. Why wouldn't you defend yourself
in an intense and
that does not that apology does nothing
intense. I feel like intense would suggest there's some back and forth.
You better tell me what everything that you've said, and you look like.
Listen, I'm not defending.
No,
her.
No, but don't you agree?
You asked if there were updates.
Okay. With her little apology of it being intense. Was it intense because I'm hungover? I had to get my car. Like, is Gimpound Lot not an intense situation? Maybe it is. As to being in tow yards. And that's why it got towed, because she left her car there overnight. So maybe when she sang, and they were like, nope, you got to go get the guard. Maybe if you're Britt McHenry, you're like, oh, no. I do not go to tow yard. This precious ass does not step foot in a tow yard. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's already. Maybe having to talk to somebody who works at a tow yard is intense.
I'm just telling you what's up.
No. But wouldn't you, if you were her, though? Wouldn't you? Yes.
I wouldn't have even. I would have let ESPN do it.
That's fine.
Are you going to say, wouldn't you explain it more?
No, yes, if it was that bad. Hey, listen, I may have been wrong. Like, you guys may think I'm all like, hey, but this woman called me.
No, but
this woman called me. I would.
But people even say, I mean, unless you get a transcript from the, or find out exactly what
was.
Oh,
I need the video. I need Gina. Yeah, I need to
see on, you know, taped over.
You know what? We record over those.
We just do.
Yeah, no. I need to see the video. That I need to see. I need to tell Gina to call me. to Gina in a second.
Yeah, but no matter what Britt McHenry says, people are still like, well, that doesn't excuse.
I know,
that
but it doesn't. Least, no, I agree with
she
you.
She didn't apologize to the woman. She just put out kind of a generic.
That kind of goes to what Tyler was saying. She got called a big filthy C.
Yeah, we guarantee you she did.
I hope she's not reading her Facebook page.
Wait, who?
Britt.
Oh, is she dumb as a brick?
You would think down.
No.
Okay, well, you may want to hide from some of those comments.
But why? What is it? What?
About I've never seen like? The C word used in so many different varieties.
I will, you know what? I will say that. One time that I've run into her, told me all about herself.
I saw her walking her dog Friday night.
Oh, head down?
I swear to God.
Did you really?
She was on her phone and she looked...
Oh, God. They're all looking at me.
I was like, oh my damn, it's her.
Well, you should have gone out and said something to her. It's Diane from Ellie in the Morning. How are you?
Yeah. You need that.
Put it on.
No, but even... She looks like crap. We all agree with that, right? She looks like crap. She's like crap. Physically, for what she... Physically, she's a very good-looking woman.
Yeah, I was confused. But sure, yeah.
No. During the softball thing, she had a... I do remember that.
Softball thing?
Yeah, I did a Wounded Warrior game, okay. And she was part of that.
We didn't play, we all know.
Oh, no. I did the...
Like she's in your beer league or something.
No. Wounded Warrior's softball game with her. And the whole time I was talking to her, I just remember thinking, she got unbelievable ass, she got great legs. She's very, very nice. She's nice. She's not herself and what she wants to do. But I, at no point, like, she was condescending to hockey and she was in television. Wouldn't have even mattered. I didn't look at her.
College.
The, say again. Well, you know what? F you, McHenry.
Baby girl.
That video's got to come out.
I think it will.
Because it would at least, again, it doesn't it at least makes it more, what's the word I'm looking for? Acceptable.
I guess. I mean,
it does.
ESPN, you need. There are all the stories about people inside that want her out.
Yeah, no. If you're ESPN, you just get rid of her. She. There's 10,000 more good blondes that you can go hire. There really are. Or you can go out and hire fine too. But Britt McHenry wasn't hired at ESPN because she's a great journalist. Not at all. Then Britt McHenry's out there. He's asked to stroll around the tailgate on a Sunday morning. So that's fine.
Do you agree with the view she was a man, she would have been fired?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Why, you don't?
Going after a female? What if it was a male?
Good question. Good.
Isn't they're saying it would have been, if it was a man, if she was a man, and it was still the same.
It was Gina. Then he would have been fired in a second. Dude, but instead of Gina, it's John? Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe the same.
Tommy. Let's call him Tommy.
So she's yelling at a guy in the booth.
No. Man yells at man.
Oh.
ABC suspended. Man yells at Gina, he's fired. See, that's why Gina, suspended. Got a week.
You think it's fine.
Or Britt yells at Tommy? Wait, who's yelling at him? Who's yelling at him?
Tommy used to work on the...
Wait, who's getting yelled at? A guy?
Britt yelling at Tommy?
If it's a guy on a guy.
Oh, then maybe suspended.
Not even a story.
It also depends on who it is.
Oh, so...
Britt McHenry is getting suspended.
Nationally known...
She is now.
Oh, I'm talking about, I know she was on ESPN.
Not by name.
But obviously she has roots here.
DC, she came up through DC. Nationally known. I mean, diehard ESPN watchers know who she is, but I don't think they care anything about her.
So this is pretty good for her.
She's not sitting down in interviews. She may do a couple of DC, but that's about, she's not Lindsay Zarniak.
You said this is...
Fuck.
Okay.
Anybody. Who cares? Nobody, this will be held against her.
No.
Big deal. She
it'll go away eventually.
Yeah. She doesn't care. She was out walking her dog. The little shorts?
No, pink.
Yeah.
The sweatpants with the pink on the ass. Yeah.
Did she really?
Swear to God. And like a
girl.
Like a coral sweater.
Right. So she was
and
hiding.
A baseball hat. She wasn't hiding it. I was like, holy yes, that's her. She walked right past the window.
Tyler's right.
I don't think I would have recognized her.
You would.
About her when she walked past the window.
What's Kaylee's beef?
How do you agree? You just think she's stupid?
Like a first person.
Did she do a bad report on the Steelers? Was she at like some tailgate and it was cold? And you, no? You just think, I mean, she does come across very dumb during her. Yeah. This fits what you thought was going to be this. If it comes out that Gina was, and, you know, princess bitch, is that going to clear her for you? That's right. Keep your composure. People know who you are. Diane, you are the high road.
Yep.
Unless it's with management.
That's right.
Always take the, oh, you know what? F you. I'm not going to have a cigarette with you. That's how I deal with
Thursday
it.
Thursday night. Tough ass.
Oh. Instead of
I don't know if Kaylee kept her composure.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, I'd rather not say.
Okay.
But I have actually in Gina's seat. And to be honest with you, customers come to the window, ready to fight. And
by the way, I have had the misfortune of having to go pick my car up several times. And yes, I mean that you guys get everything. You get hungover. Why'd you tow my effing car? I wasn't over the line. Close to the fire hydrant. F you. It should have been towed.
Their laptop and their cell phone out of their car.
Did. And by the way, you're charging me to pay for the car.
Yeah, indeed.
No, I get that. I get people are not happy when they go to the impound lot.
What the interaction between and Britt was. However, I'm going to start off negative.
Right.
It's not. We just do a job, have a great day, go to park, please. That
right.
way we don't have to have this. But if we don't do the bid is going to.
Sure.
So we end up being the bad guys, getting the bad guys, and dealing with the flack from the other people. And now there's the huge everybody against the tow truck company.
I don't know that anybody's come out and said that the tow truck, I mean,
well, they've got an F rating with the Better Business Bureau and look at all the, you know,
yeah, it's, sorry.
It's all
people when there's little kids in the car.
Well, that's windows. Is that parent? Nobody looks at that side of it.
Yeah, Diane.
Just pointing out stories. An adult child in the car with the younger kid.
Okay, well, don't tint your windows. No. How about you park the car legally?
Yeah, don't. They leave the children in the car so they can park in the no parking mm-hmm. handicap spot.
Diane.
Real quick.
I'm not saying you do. I'm telling you that's the explanation.
Yeah,
right.
There's no rogue tow truck driving whatever they want.
I wouldn't be 100% solid in that statement, but I understand your point.
Have you accused someone of being that?
Stealing
yes.
A car.
The last
you called him a rogue?
The last one to tow my car. This, though. Do you know Gina?
Yes.
You do. Let's say that first and was like, I don't know why I'm here, or whatever she says at the beginning. Would it be common for Gina to fight back with her?
Not on the personal level that Britt gave it to her.
So she's not going to call Britt a stupid C or a selfish, greedy, or stupid bitch?
No, we're on camera for our quality.
Right.
Performance.
You guys have great sound quality, by the way. Now, is Gina on camera? And is it edited specifically so you don't see her?
No, there's only one there that looks at that window. It's so that if a customer tries to punch you through the window, there's a way to prove it.
Yeah, that's kind of common. But you would be heard on the video.
Yeah, you can hear her on the video. Like, I knew exactly who when I heard her on the video.
Right.
The only part that we really hear of her, though, is her saying, like, I'm taping this.
Right.
Or this is being recorded, however she put it.
Yeah, and Britt's like, I'm used to being on TV, whatever,
well,
I'm hot.
If Gina's telling it, I'm pretty sure that she did terrible.
God, I need... Hey, will you call Gina and tell her to call me?
She works nights. I'll talk to her tonight. Tell her to call you tomorrow.
Yeah, tell her to call me when she gets off. I'll be right here.
All right, man. I gotta get to work.
All right, dude. All right, talk to you later. All right, let me get her to call. All right, or Britt. I'll take Britt, too. Either one. I got to go slow with the number. I'll just give the number part. 2-3 if you spell an Elliot right. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I'll qualify you to win a trip to Bonnaroo.
Elliot in the Morning.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean?
Talking.
Juicy chicken or peas, cucumbers, black olives, or any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy Greek flavors on a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Get your motor running and head out to the Moto Cruiser International Motional Motorcycle and ATV 9th and 10th. All indoors at the Richmond Raceway Complex. See the new 2020 ATV. Shop for new and used accessories. Check out the Richmond's hottest rock and country music talent live on stage. Details and tickets are available at motocruiser.com. MOCRUCER.com. Be there.
Hey, did you see ads on TV? Well, let me tell you, it was a huge success. Priority traded in more than 200 cars and trucks. These are not from rental car fleets or auctions. These are great local cars. And we've moved some of the best values to centers. Priority West End just off West Broad for center in Petersburg. And we've Kelly Blue Book. Many are priced below $10,000. All are state inspected. Here we go. All come with priorities for life. Oil and filter changes and state inspections for life and your engine guaranteed for life. We're talking pickups in every make and model car you can think of. Frankly, we don't expect them to last long, so if you're on fire on a great car, you need to act now. Check them out today at Priority West End Supercenter on Carousel just off West Broad. Priority Used or go to PriorityUsed.com. That's PriorityUsed.com. At Priority, buyers can have it all too.
Hey, wireless customers. Verizon wants now the perfect time to join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. For limited TELUS wireless customers who bring their number, get a $150 bill credit for each smartphone line they switch. Plus, we'll add a fee. With Verizon, you get a network you can count on to keep you connected from the beach to the mountains and everywhere in between. Moment matters. So does your access to the latest high-tech devices, including the exclusive Droid Turbo by Moto smartphones. It's no money down for qualified customers on Verizon Edge. And telecommers, now you can save without settling. Hurry to any Verizon store or call 1-800-202-6646. Subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval, bill credit and activation fee credit require Edge activation or two-year agreement for smart 2-3 billing cycles. Coverage details at smart.com.
Flat out throttle twisting motorcycle road racing is back as Moto America, the new home of all of FM Superbike. And it's at the legendary Vando Raceway, May 15th through 17th. See Rocket Quick Acceleration, handlebar to handlebar corner battles, and screaming straightaway draft 200 miles an hour. Located on the border of North Carolina and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers plenty for the whole family. Parking and children 12 and under are free. Get your advanced tickets now. Tickets now. VIRnow.com.
RichmondForLess.com.
Thursday morning at 9:20. Go to Richmond for Less. Reduce your $25 gate price to just $12.50. For the Dogwood Wine Festival, April 12th, you'll receive a free wine glass and free wine Thursday morning at 9:20 at RichmondForLess.com.
Don't trust your sleep to an amateur. Only Sleepy's has mattress professionals to find you the most comfortable mattress. And Only Sleepy's has the largest. During the final days of Sleepy's mattress event, save big on Fix Serta with queen sets starting at $289. And save it to $1,100 used mattress sets. Plus free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, iSeries, and more. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
Coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Gwendolyn Lioness sculpt.
Even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But, covering this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gas insurance.
We are bum.
Watch for collision. It has vehicles on both shoulder areas, 295 northbound Berlin. Slow with travel volume, 288 northbound between Midlothian and Huguenot Trail. Collision 17th at Grace, Commerce Road at Gordon Avenue, Charles City Road at Elko Road and Laburnum Metro.
Richmond's One Show, Elliot in the Morning, 102.
You got every guy hanging around, filling their beer. I bet you came out, so what you say we leave your friends? They'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed.
It's Elliot in the Morning. We gotta get into some news. After that, I am gonna give you. see Alabama Shakes. Now, keep in mind, when you win those tickets, you're for the prize. Ernest will head to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. Taking place next to the Shakes. The Alabama Shakes, Mumford & Sons, Billy Joel, Robert Plant, Hozier, a whole bunch more. More. And it's very simple. I tell you to call. You call, you win tickets to see Alabama Shakes. And then you qualify for the grand prize. Winner and a guest. We'll head to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. All right, Diane. Let's news, please.
Student armed with a crossbow killed a teacher and injured her and her daughter at a school earlier today. Students telling local media that their classmate bro at a Spanish teacher punished him for arriving late to class. Apparently, school starts at 8, but they at about 9th year's daughter in the leg. And then another teacher who ran into the room after hearing screams was shot in the abdomen, the 70th the scene. 20 and yesterday, a week after an encounter with Tim with a severed spine, for undisclosed reasons on April 12th after he fled from police. On base, they're promising a full investigation, officials vowing to get answers at what had happened to him. Former Huckabee telling Fox News that he would officially announce his presidential campaign plans on May 5th in his hometown of Hope, Arkansas.
Well, let me slide to the edge of my...
He hadn't made a decision. Running, he did say things are progress plans.
So does that mean he's going?
So.
Am I mistaken? Huckabee doesn't have it.
I wouldn't think so.
He's no chance.
No, yeah. I mean, you know, he's on Fox. When he had run before, it was all about, oh, look at my weight loss. Remember all, you know, and then
right.
It kind of fell by the wayside.
Yeah, so no, even doesn't have a chance. Oh, and then what did I see? Rubio went to Chipotle. I went to Chipotle, too.
Yes.
I go to Chipotle all the time.
And I tip.
I wipe her ass. I wipe my ass. I wipe my ass all the time. I tip.
Will uploaded to the ill her final wishes. I guess this is some big initiative by the British government to digitize millions of wills, and so hers that was also made available. It was told in her car accident in 1990, instructed that the majority in dollar estate go to her sons, William and Harry. Harry gets the wedding dress while a distinct engagement ring that was presented with when they got engaged. Kim Jong-un, scaling north, did it in dress shoes.
No kidding!
Yes.
You know what? Look at him go. Oh, it's every season there.
Exactly. They said he's wearing what looks to be like a business suit or coat and dress shoes.
In record time, too.
I'm sure he did. Some people obviously saying the nature of the pictures make the idea of the claim a little bit on the doubtful side.
Whatever.
Aaron Hernandez on suicide. Whole Massachusetts prison that he's been in his conviction last week. The former Patriots tight end was being held Cedar Junction, just and a half away from Gillette Stadium. He'll later be transferred to a different prison, Massachusetts. Portland's Cole and Liam Gallagher have reached a gentleman's agreement to reform OASIS and officially split in 2009, but they said with BDI going away that Liam's motivations may on the monetary side. What?
Listen,
they'll kill each other.
It'd be awesome. It'll last a week.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Chair that was recovered from the wreckage of the Titanic auction in Britain to an anonymous collector for nearly 150,000. A chair was discovered by a crew sent to recover victims' remains in April 12. You can still go online and try to order Lily Pulitzer stuff through the Target website, but everything is out of stock.
Is that the flower stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
Of people. Full.
I did not. I did. Holy crap.
Waiting for stores to get this, you know, collection. Lily
so
for
is that,
Target.
I'm not, Jackie doesn't,
because people bought whatever they could. If they didn't get the stuff they wanted, they bought whatever they could so they could sell it on eBay.
Holy crap.
I mean, in minutes, and they had, look at, you think that bitch needs all those?
Yeah, you don't know. Maybe okay. She got big from that.
Anyway, but they said, you know, they had put up the problems with the many apologies that they had to put out because people were lying in the site, just could not handle the traffic.
Can I ask you this? Is Target, Lily Pulitzer?
Pulitzer. You're saying it like the prize.
I made my pick. Sir, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Doesn't wear any of it?
No.
But is it, like, prior to Target, like, where would you have gotten that?
At a Lily Pulitzer, right? Or did any of, like, the... Like, yeah.
Oh, okay, baby girl.
Oh.
You don't have to say it like that.
She has some.
Yes, the...
In fact, I think she tagged one of her...
Okay, it doesn't matter. No, Kaylee said it's not her style. That's fine. But obviously the stuff's expensive. And you would, so it going on sale at Target was a big deal.
Yes,
clearly.
Like when too.
Right.
Tom's Shoes did the same thing.
Man. Trash.
Yeah. I mean, if
did you say Lee?
Yeah, not for that, but that. But
this is just a madhouse.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Today, the president scheduled State University Buckeyes Fair winning of the college football championship tomorrow.
It must be championship week because
yeah,
there's somebody.
Harvick's tomorrow.
Kevin Harvick is tomorrow. There's tomorrow on Wednesday or Thursday. There's three. Yes.
Thursday.
Right, that's right, because they're making a big event. Is coming, even though he plays with Nat.
Meanwhile, Fox has hired Pete Rose as a TV analyst for baseball, despite his lifetime banishment from the kids when he was the manager. Well, signing a one-year deal, he will today to take part in their off-season workout program that also starts today. Tebow hasn't played in the league since 2012, starting their off-season workout. Mandatory camp is in June, and obviously people will wait to see if Adrian Peterson shows today's voluntary workouts. For the Capitals, after New York with a 2-1 win, yesterday a 2-1 series edge as well. Game 4 tomorrow night at Nassau Coliseum. Nationals took 3 of 4 for today's win by 4-1, so they're off today before St. Louis comes to town. Mike Trout homering twice on Friday night to become the youngest 100 home runs and bases. Clayton Kershaw finally got his first win of the season after he started night.
Right. By the way, as long as you're going to do dual home runs in a game, don't forget A-Rod delivered 2 A-bombs over the week. Too shy of tying Willie Mays.
Yes.
For number 4, which nobody in the Yankees organization will acknowledge as supposed to get 6 million passes as he becomes the home run leader. I mean, listen, the guy's hitting
I'm sorry,
great.
He's getting how much per person he passes?
6 million. 6 million when he passes. What it is at number 1. But yeah, 6 million for passing Willie Mays. And the Yankees have already said we're not going to pay for that. Because I clearly, homes, if you believe some of the press have been dirty, some of those home runs came while you were doing that. So they don't plan on being the milestone and paying, wow, which is a ton. All that being said, and I can't believe that anybody would believe that he's dirty right now in the ball. Jesus Christ.
Orioles from the Red Sox over the weekend, they'll finish this morning as part of Patriots Day in Boston, obviously. 30,000 people running today's Boston Marathon and one at Bristol Athletics. That's a look at news and sports.
XO 102.
There's lots of to choose Toyota. Toyota. Just ask a friend who drove. Did you know that every new Toyota comes with a 2-year no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance exclusive for Toyota owners? Covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. And your new Toyota cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet. So see your participating dealer for all. It's race ready. The Toyota Care 250 is on board, and the Toyota owner's 425th under the light. Go to RIR.com for all of the exciting Toyota and visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% APR financing on select new Toyota models and cash back from Toyota. Toyota. APR financing by model and model year and not all buyers will qualify. Check out buyatoyota.com and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
All this week, we will qualify you to win a grand prize to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, taking place next month in Tennessee. So here's how we'll do that. You call me right now to go see Alabama. You will go see them at Merriweather. We qualify for the grand prize that we got. Winner and a guest will head to Bonnaroo. You'll see Alabama Shepherd and Sons, Billy Joel, Robert Plant, Hozier, and a whole bunch more. You call me right now. Tickets are yours, and you qualify for 6-6 to Elliot, 866-235-5556.
Connect with Morning. Twitter at EITM Online. This is XL 102 after Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
When it comes to your money, you trust, and there's no one more than the folks at Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years. Take care of us. And if you're in the market for a new home, they're going to take care of you with affordable loans with only 3% down. That means you can move into your dream home, in your pocket to decorate, buy furniture, or for whatever else you might need. Plus, once you're in your home, Argent makes it easy with online banking or the mobile app. Check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at Argent CUCU Credit Union, second to none.
Don't let no Jojo. Stop by AutoZone and get a new set of brake pads and brake rotors. Blast Max Premium Brake Pads, engineered to outperform the original pads that came on your car.
Time for the toast!
Honestly, I'm not sure if Billy and the Ice Queen will make it 5 years. But I do know this. If it weren't for those new toast melt sandwiches, us groomsmen, none of us would be here to feed tonight. So congrats, 11. Your delicious meats and melty cheese save the day.
Here's to lunch worth toasting. Try the all-new Chicken Bacon Ranch and Italian Melt Sandwiches. Only $2.99 at 7. For a limited time at participating.
Life's easier when you have a ranch. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path, where man's up here. That is unless you've got a ram. With best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway goldmine fishing holes before anyone else does. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership. Ram trucks than ever before. Glory, Ram. These have competitive vehicles. Get a loan 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4 with 21 MPG highway for 24 months with $24.99 title license extra. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 MPG high diesel V6 4x2 HFE model. Based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2009 through 2015. Call 1-877-RAM-57. Requires dealer contribution, at least through credit, and charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by May 4th.
For Richmond for less.
Thursday at 9:20. Go to Richmond.com. Measure $25 gate price to just $12.50 for the Dogwood Wine Festival, April the 20th. With a free wine glass and free wine anyone or older. Thursday morning at 9:20 at RichmondForLess.com.
Eating uncontrollably during a binge. Eating far more in a similar situation. Feeling terrible. Binging at least weekly for 3 months. Sound familiar?
This sounds. I've got to title it. But off the tennis court, my binge eating was just uncontrollable. My dad has binge eating disorder.
Whoa. Adults, get the full symptoms at .com. Then talk with your doctor.
Watch for collision. It has vehicles on both shoulder areas. 295 northbound between Meadow Bridge and Chamberlain. Slow with travel between Midlothian and 17th at Grace. Commerce Road at Gordon Avenue. Charles City Road at Elko Road and Laburnum and Hermitage.
From the top of the Elliott, WWDC, RXL, Richmond.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tobias.
Love that.
Thank you.
Tobias, I am going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go see Alabama Shakes and Cop.
Awesome, man. That is great.
Now, listen, with that, I'm also going to qualify you for the grand prize trip that we will give away on Friday. Next, we'll head to Bonnaroo, where Al is also playing, along with everybody else under the sun. So if you hold tight.
Fabulous, man. Great.
Kaylee will get some info from you. And like I said, definitely Alabama Shakes here. It's part of Bonnaroo. So hold tight one. Hey, Tobias, can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah, sure, man.
Only because I got to get into something here. When is there maybe never?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, when was the time you went to a sporting event?
Oh, God. Actually, I've never been to a sporting event on the road.
Okay, you've been to your team's home game. You've just never gone to see them on the road.
Yeah, I'm a 49ers fan, so I've seen it at Ravens Stadium.
Okay, yes, when you, by the way, Diane's giving me the thumbs up for Scott.
So oh, hell yeah, Scott.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Like, when you go to Raven Stadium,
uh-huh.
Will you go all decked out, or will you just go to the game?
Decked out.
You do go decked out. How would you say your reception upon arrival in Baltimore is?
You get and everything, but all in all, it's been a good experience the times I've went.
Yeah, right. So you know you're going to get called names. You know you're going to hear about it. And,
yeah.
But 99% of the time, it's, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it's
hey,
just
we're just going to F with you and everything's fine. And then there may be once or twice during the game where you're like, uh-oh. And then you move on. Exactly. I want to say the common response. I've definitely been decked out and gone to road games, and yet all the usual. First of all, a lot of thrown around. You get you, and God forbid your team falls behind. You're dead. It'd also be worse if your team gets ahead. So does it? There really is no good time during the. There usually is one or two, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tobias, but there'll be one or two times during the game where you'll feel like this could go really bad quick.
Yes.
And you usually...
In the bathroom.
Oh, you know what? I was just... The last time I got into... Not got into it, but the time that I felt it was going bad, I had my kid with me, and we went to the bathroom, and a Boston Bruins... No one should be surprised. Let loose with, hey... Sucker, you're lucky your kid.
Wow.
And I mean, at that point, thank you. Like, you don't make sure that your kid doesn't walk. But,
yeah.
So, like, that's one of those times where you know what? I'm guessing he probably hitting. Like, probably would have shoved me or something at that. And I don't need the headache at all. Damn,
yeah.
I was reading this story about, the reason I bring it up is there is people in New York. They're a member of the New York Capitals fans. Didn't know. So this whole group went to the game. Hey, Tobias, hold tight one second for me, okay?
All right.
One second. The New York City Capitals fans, a dozen of them decided to make the trip out to Long Island to see the Islanders yesterday. We each paid $158 for terrible seats way up at the top. Fine. We had obstructed view of the scoreboard. Listen, it's a frill. There's a reason they're leaving. But it is like an old barn. That team has not made the playoffs in a long time. First home game that they're going to get. Last year that it's going to happen. You know that place is going to be nuts. And by the way, it was.
What?
Not to take anything away from the Islanders, there is a long history for that team going way, way back. Where, I mean, they were unbelievable. Then they fell on hard times for a long time. So back in the playoffs and had a home game at Nassau Coliseum. It'll be the last time they're playing there.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody was surprised that those nuts, as you would expect. So anyway, the Capitals fans, man, they went to Nassau Coliseum. There's a picture of all of them. So they were out there tailgating,
yeah,
as you would expect. It says our day started out well. We got there early. We tailgated with plenty of scent of it. Was good natured. We had a great time before the game. We got to meet up with play-by-play announcer John Walton, who I guess in its that is a treat anytime you get to see John Walton. Says unfortunately, once the game started, things went decidedly downhill. Of course, you're going to get yelled. I get. They're going to go crazy. They're going to call you names. But I would say that in every arena. Not saying it's right. By the way, the same thing would happen here. You show up in Islanders gear. You show up during the playoff season. People would just look at you and go, why? But in the play, it just does. But then it got really bad. They had the plate stolen off their car. They had their car key. They had stuff thrown on them. They got told they were going to get their asses kicked. And I would bet that was us good nature. You suck. You're a piece of garbage. We're going to rip apart every player. That goes on all the time.
And they did the post to, because he was accused of instigating and other things.
What was the other things? Just being obnoxious back to him?
Yeah. And he says, did definitely go back and forth with good natured ribbing. He was upset at the homophobic race, and obviously the physical.
Right. Dude, their car got it bad. I don't understand the plate stealing.
Just the hassle of it.
Plates. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know what I'm not going to eat while you're taking my plates? So it sounds like it got pretty bad for these guys.
Yeah, but what people were pointing out, that was circulating, but there's something sent out from tailgating that said, like, these a-holes should move to Brooklyn already.
Right.
Those fans were like, dude, you're just as bad. And he says, listen, even swearing, I'm fine with delete the tweet, because to me, cross the line. It was...
So he's saying, I have no problem, you want to call me, you want to call names. Yeah, like, that's all part of the day.
Right.
It is expected.
But didn't expect this 10% of it, which was according to the middle line.
Some Islanders hated with earlier said that they saw the guy went after our car as soon as we left. Oh, he left the card and said, F these cats, the plates off in front, and a bunch of other fans who did nothing to stop him. I don't know why they saw this, because they wouldn't. God, that sucks. Hold on, you got somebody who was at the game? Where am I going? Line 3?
What's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Dude, I was there yesterday. It was nuts. It was like that scene in Indiana Jones, where he finds himself at the thing, you know? And he's like, I'm up for unholy land, dude. I'm telling all day long.
But now let me ask you this. Were you Paps fans, are you?
I am. I hang out with those guys. I'm not in the... I drove a separate vehicle, thankfully. But, guys, we all hang out and, we usually congregate at a bar in the East Village.
Right.
And watch the games, and we get loud and cheer. Good guys.
Yeah,
everybody's
sure.
From D.C., you know?
Now, let me ask you this. When were you with them? I understand that you weren't tailgating, but were you seated with them at the game?
No, I mean, I was originally going to be seated with them, but StubHub called me on Friday and offered to move me down to the 200 level.
Oh, don't if I did.
Yeah, I had great seats. I was like in row F, like right behind the goal that shot ice. So they were great. But I was in the same boat as them. I paid like 104 seats in the rafter to sit up there and
right.
The Caps. You know.
Now let me ask you this. Were you game yesterday?
I did, actually. I knew that I'm probably going to be my Digi Camo jersey, so I blended in for a little bit.
Oh.
So I got into the stadium. It's better of a target, you know?
I would assume that you got it bad, just like anybody else would have gotten it, but in a
not
playful.
Well, here's the thing, man. I mean, you put a bunch of outbull and... People are gonna tears, you know. They might not normally be like that, but you know, you get people, full of beer, and maybe they take things far.
Were you ever fearful?
I thought I was gonna get in a fight, man. Like every time I went to the bathroom, like my head was on a swivel. It was like maybe like a medium security prison would be. You know, you weren't like expecting anything, but you thought like you could get any minute.
Right.
I could
have been at that point.
Your face, and you're like right up to your face, like literally on your face. You know,
I've been there.
Everywhere you went.
Yeah, I'm never really afraid that I'm going to get in a fight in a bathroom. I'm always afraid I'm just going to get pushed down, piss on me, or I'm just going to be in a pool of piss. That's always for whatever reason. I don't. You do get the middle finger, and it's touching your face. I'm with you. You do
I mean,
get
it's
that.
Sad. I mean, the cussing, like I said, like the guys, there was lots of insulting and went on. But like when you start like you know, gay slurs and stuff, and you know, I mean, it's just it gets a little obnoxious. I've never seen fans at the phone booth call, you know, slurs like at the top of their lungs, like
I can't
you know,
say
over
that.
And over again, like as a crowd. You know, it's not like one or two people. It's like people shouting.
I've definitely heard people yell at fans. But here's what I'm trying to figure out. So, like, listen, I feel horrible for getting their car keyed. That bad. At some point, it got physical. But is there are we at a point where you know that win is again into a playoff game against a team in forever? Are we at a point though where everybody goes, well, no kidding, of course they got it that bad?
That's the security or lack thereof.
Right.
In the blog post.
Yeah, security not caring, not helping, and almost mocking them
exactly.
At some point.
When the guy said nobody's throwing anything at you and like a bottle had just landed at his
feet. Or like when they talk to the guys in the parking lot and the guys in the parking lot just take off.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, the buddy I went with was pelted with eggs on the way in. Like one, you know, hit like they threw several eggs, one didn't panic. And it bloated like all over. He was yoked like in the game.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing. It sucks. It's horrible. But in the
I don't know. I guess I just sense we're a little classier, you know. But it depends on where you go, I guess.
Yeah. No. Wait. Hold on one second. Here we go. Elliot, it was the same way at Verizon Center on Friday in the 400s. It sped. Totally believe it. And that's what I mean.
Is he saying the visiting fans acted that way? Because the first period Friday night was not good for the Cavs.
It's the first period.
I did as well, but I was just wondering, thinking back to how that game played out.
Right.
If he's saying that way too.
Oh, maybe that is the case. I'm sorry. When I see that, my first thought is. Oh, it had to be the Cavs fans giving it to, but not that they traveled that way. Although I will say this, like at Wednesday night's game, ran into a bunch of Islanders. They were fine.
Yeah.
We definitely weren't, you know, because we were grossly outnumbered.
Of course you were.
I might have been on the building. I will give props to you. Their fans are super loud and. You know, they're loud the whole game. Like, they're loud 20 minutes start.
It's the goddamn Oregon.
I gotta feel like that maybe makes a little bit of a difference, especially in the playoffs. I would love to see the fans in the phone booth get out in game five.
Issue from Chris. Yes, it was the Islander fans. Okay, so you know what it is? Maybe this is clearly a case of haven't been there in a long time. Haven't had a beer in a long time. I don't know.
Crickets.
I don't know.
Brandon Witt tweeted, having also a blog post, for both teams, was sickened to read the accounts and very upset with some of the people on Long Island.
Islander upset that leaving in such a way.
Yes.
Kaylee, will you ask these people to hold? All right, if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab you next.
This phone. Something more powerful than any of us.
Avenge Age of Ultron hits theaters on May 1st. Elliot in the Morning wants you to see it early with us.
Hold the flesh.
And win your passes to Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. Next at the Regal Majestic 20 for an IMAX 3D screening.
No way we all get through the plans tomorrow night.
Listen, win every day. Can't get through? No problem. Head to Facebook to ITM Online and sign up.
There are no strings on me.
Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. From Marvel, experience it in IMAX 3D. Elliot in the Morning.
How about this for a wake up? Awa's Bros Breakfast Sizzlies. Mix and match all your fresh. There's Applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all butter crisp. Free turkey sausage, egg, and cheese on sausage and French toast. New Breakfast Sizzlies for just $3. They're definitely the highlight of your morning. Limited time only. See store for details.
Wawa's your energy drink headquarters. It's the energy drinks that look to the like Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, Nos, and more. Here, you can make it through your day. Get your energy drink fix at Wawa today and kick tired in the butt. Right now, 16-ounce Monsters for just three. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Hey, Intellos Wireless customers. Verizon wants you to know that now is the perfect time to join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE for a limited time. Intellos Wireless customers who bring their number to Verizon get a $150 bill credit for each smartphone line they switch. We'll waive the activation fee. You get a network you can count on to keep you connected from the beach to the mountains, and because every moment matters, so does your network. You also get access to the latest high-tech devices, including the exclusive by Motorola. Like all our smartphones, it's no money down for qualified customers. Intellos Wireless customers, now you can help settling. Hurry to any Verizon, 800-256-4646. Subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Activation fee credit require edge activation or two-year agreement per smartphone line and take 2 to 3 billing cycles. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Flat Out Throttle Twisting is back as Moto Home of AMMA-FIM's legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 15th through 17th. See Roaration, handlebar corner battle, two-way drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. Located on the border of North Carolina and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers plenty for the whole family. Parking and children 12 and under are advanced tickets now at VIRnow.com.
Everybody's smiling, sunshine.
The sunshine days. But no matter what kind of day it is this summer, you can take anything everywhere with Xfinity. Only Xfinity off on DVR. So you can stream your recordings on your tablet or smartphone, or even download them to watch. Plus, Xfinity on Demand has the most of all your devices. It's the perfect way to make any day a little brighter. Seize the summer only with Xfinity from Comcast. Get started with the X1 Triple Play for only $89.99 a month. Now for 2 full years with X1 DVR service free for a year. Or ask how you can upgrade dollars back. But hurry, this offer ends May 17th. So call 1-800-XFINITY or film today. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra. Subject to change. Apply. 2-year agreement required.
New Flutter Philip Rock Grand Reserve, the most highly sought after e-liquid on the market, is now at RVA Vapes. Filtered to perfection. Created with actual Arabica coffee. Exclusively for this blend, natural essence, and of course, whole world flavorings. Dip into Philip Rock's creme de la creme today at RVA Vapes. Vape products, accessories, and RVA 100 West Broad Street at RVAVapes.com or call 922-3083. RVA Vapes.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Or see why I say nobody beats
all new Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals in our history. It's an Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan Regional Sales Ranking Dealer for complete details.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch on both shoulder areas, 290 Meadow Bridge and Chamberlain. Slow with travel volume, 288 northbound between the Midlothian and 17th at Grace, Commerce Road at Gordon Avenue, Charles City Road at Elko Road, and Laburnum at Hermitage.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to use DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, can use what many of us say. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDs4Vets.org.
It's in the morning. Echo.
Orioles gear on the road a ton, haven't
you? Oh, yeah.
You?
Bunch of times.
But nobody cares.
There have been some...
But for Orioles, though, isn't it mostly prior to last year? Most of it is a sympathy.
Most of it... No, it wasn't a sympathy. Most of it was good-natured ribbing at two places. Number one... Citi Field with the Mets. The Mets fans were not nice to us.
F-U-O-R.
And then down at 10 were the worst fans I've ever encountered.
Rays fans were the worst?
Fans, 10.
Right.
We thought we were going to get beaten up just walking to the stadium. It was that bad.
Now, see, I was going to say, the only time that I've worn opposing to Camden cards was Yankees gear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially like being at a home game.
Well, I mean,
back in
the day it was.
Yeah, no. Well,
now it's not.
Last year it wasn't that. Probably split. Mm. I didn't have any
problem. 60-40, yeah.
Yeah, Yankees. The, but, like, is it bad for, feel like that place gets overrun, so aren't Yankees and Red Sox fans?
Not anymore with the Red Sox fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I take that back. But you, but for the most part, not necessarily, but it's not bad.
No. Just
that's it.
Yeah. I'll never go back.
I've never done Tampa. I've been in Shea once, being Citi Field, but it was just to go see a baseball game. Wait, I didn't care
wearing either team's jersey then.
No, I was probably wearing like some stupid Billabong t-shirt or something like that. Mm. Had nothing to do with that. But no, listen, you should be able to wear whatever you want. And you know it comes with some good-natured ribbon.
That's how I talk.
But the, I'm sorry.
Oh. I have to modify what I'm saying.
Sometimes it gets a little bit bad. But like Dennis, the video of his buddy fan going to the game in Houston, that was nothing.
Well, I think the video on the elevator.
Are you serious? Escalator?
Or escalator.
Was he really?
No.
Oh. Because I was going to say, what escalator isn't bad at
all? Maybe it was an elevator shaft later. He's going up the escalator, but on the way out, he got pushed into the elevator shaft.
But I've never had a problem at... I've never had a problem with jersey on the road to a bunch of places. I've never had a problem. There's wouldn't wear one. You know that it's gonna cross the line and you're gonna hear about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to. So you know that's coming. That's coming.
But you said the thing with the bathroom, with the bus.
Oh, that guy
that wasn't
died.
Here.
No. Okay, yeah. No, here.
Right.
No. Then I tattletale and go get security. No, that was in Boston.
Yeah.
And I did. That you think you're going to get shoved over and into a big pool of piss. And hi, Ellie in the morning.
This is me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Matt from Richmond, man.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I just wanted to know, did you hear the story over the weekend of the Senators fans going to see the Canadians and getting harassed?
I would not be surprised if a Senators fan walked into the Bell Center and was getting harassed. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, no, it was like two young girls or whatever, Senators fans, and they said they just got like yelled at, screamed at, people were whipping them with towels. When the Habs won, someone chucked a beer at her face and cut her nose.
That's not good.
Yeah, man.
Fan who had a rough game two in Montreal in game three. Well, god damn it!
That's the worst.
Crap. Well, no, yeah. But like I've worn Caps gear to the Bells. I mean, I heard about it, but it wasn't bad. I mean, that's a whole other level because a lot of it is in French. And some you don't even know you're getting yelled at for half the no idea.
Oh, so she has a language barrier.
The,
big blunder,
Tyler.
I'm not laughing at the incident. I guess I am. But you got the royal treatment for gay.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm back home. Now I'm being taken care of. Now I'm back in, Canada. Oh, you know what I didn't see? Tyler, is there anybody who knows? For game two of the Canadian Senators, who sang the national anthem in Montreal? Was it my hot girl that they have singing now? Bah, I could look it up later. It's no big deal. Where am I going, Kaylee? Kaylee, line four. Hi,
Renee. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is I don't really
want to
say who I am, but we went to... lovely stadium.
Wait, where
lovely
did you...
people.
Oh, MetLife. Okay, up in.
Yes, everybody was wonderful. Everybody was so nice. Our suite was another. He was the biggest jerk. He wouldn't talk to anybody. He was rude to the staff there. He was so mean to everybody. Game, but everybody was really nice. And you would think that on the road, he would at least stand standing in the hall.
Or less. The
no, he did not.
But I'm curious, like when you went up there for the Redskins Giants, it was
everybody was so nice. We were going to be mean.
Yeah, no, I would have nice to
no, everybody was so nice in the parking lot going in. Everybody was not friendly.
Oh,
it was they complete. I feel maybe I should be nicer to people here. Probably not be such a jerk.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. Line 5. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey.
I used to work down at Texas Stadium.
Yes, sir.
And played Washington. After the 30-man brawl out in the parking lot, and I was about to get in the middle of it.
Wait a minute. There was a 30-person brawl out in the on the parking lot?
Yep.
Oh, boy,
yep.
That's rough.
I had to call the cops and break it up. They came in on their bikes.
Right.
And these two guys are still going at it. And then next thing you know, cops come up. They start pepper spraying people.
Holy
dude. This one dude walks up like he's going to hit him. Cop pulls out right at him. The dude turns around and walks off.
Holy crap. Holy crap. So that's bad. But I, you know what? But see, and this is the part that starts surprised to hear it at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that it's, none of it's surprising at all.
The best part, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, but I was a diehard Redskins fan.
So you guys beat the crap out of each other.
I wouldn't say that.
Good natured.
Family.
All right, dude. Sir.
All right.
You got to do it. Talk to you later. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, this is Aaron from New Orleans.
Oh,
what's going on, man? I used to live in California, and being a Saints fan, we went to an away game in 2009, and Oakland fans were bad, man. Those fans will get on you even after the game's over.
San Francisco can be a little bit rough.
Yes, actually, but there was a ton of us because it was a group outing for Saints fans that lived in California. It was that game that Reggie Bush broke his leg. And we won the game at the last minute. We're walking out in the parking lot and talking to some other Saints fans. And we're getting harassed still saying that we should, if we want to see California, go to the Golden
State. Jump off of it. That makes me, what you call it? My buddy Steve, you don't know him. He went to a Monday night game. Was it a Monday night game or a Sunday? New Orleans. It said it was a great.
Yeah. I mean, I've sat next to Ravens fans when they beat the hell out of us last season. I had a good time with those guys. Good natured ribbon going back and forth.
Right.
I mean, anybody to come to your stadium and spend money there to see their team and have, why would you go all keep them from coming back?
Well, I'm still going to tell you, suckma, and I'm still going to, it'll all be in fun.
It'll all be
natured ribbon,
you know?
I hear you. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. Jaden, thank you, my friend. Yes, Tyler.
This is a couple of great tweets. Some involve hot dogs being thrown. One fan offered to fracture the skull. But I like this. Players of Gear got punched by Caps v Flyers playoff game at Verizon. We are Cap season ticket holders.
Holy crap. Holy crap.
And now Donna is scared to go to a Caps game.
No, don't be, please. Don't afraid to go to a Caps game. Eat a aid.
Elliot, wife wearing Flyers gear got punched the Flyers playoff game. We are Cap season ticket holders, too.
But as a fellow season ticket holder, I've never had a problem. Never had a problem. Punched in the face.
It was a different story to tell.
Well, his wife here. All right, let me do that. We'll come back. By the way, I will have playoff tickets for you. So let me take a quick break. We'll come back.
Elliot in the morning.
102. I'm a left-hand turn single. Tink, tink. The guy in front of you sat me on for the last 14 miles. Hey, want to have a staring contest? Whoops. I blinked. The traffic? You can just watch me flash like a dysfunctional light. Wait, you gonna try to pass on the left? Didn't you see my signal? And if you've got cut rate insurance, things could really take a turn. Get Allstate for mayhem. Tink, tink, tink. Like me.
Allstate agents to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. Call 104 Allstate agents today and ask for a discount. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the state agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
This award season, go out and explore the great or the great outdoors in the UV lineup ever. A Jeep Grand Cherokee with an available EcoDiesel due to see the red carpet with shades of green while you enjoy the spotlight all day long. Car Journal Journal's 25th of the year, giving you an awarding experience inside and outside of the vehicle. A great deal, a deal in a Jeep during the 2015 Team Jeep Award. Well-qualified current list technicals get a low-mileage lease on the 2015 Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4x4 for $289 with $24.99 due at Suns Extra. For more information, see carsofchange.com. The Jeep brand SUV lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV. For details, require Chrysler Capital, Torcat, 25-cent charge, residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5-4. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Your feet put in a hard day, and that's exactly how they feel. Odor eater, super active sweat and odor. Immediately and all day. Odor while experiencing cushioned comfort. Wear your shoes in comfort, kick them off with confidence.
Attention all team coaches and sponsors. You have a choice where to order your custom tees for your this year. Order your custom awards and apparel and save up to 30% with fast one-week turnaround. And located here in Richmond, K2 Awards and Award is simply go to K2Awards.com and with our easy-to-use design tees and save time and money. With apparel, it's quick and safe. Order online at K2Awards.com and save 30Awards.com for all of your custom t-shirt needs.
There's lots of wins to choose. Ask a friend who drives one. Did you know that every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care? Toyota Care. Your cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance exclusive for Toyota owners. Toyota Care, pre-scheduled service for 2,000 miles, whichever comes first. And Toyota can be part of a rental or commercial fleet. Partner for all the details. It's race time in Richmond. The Toyota Care 250 is on Friday, April's Owners 400 races on April 25th under the lights. Go to RIR.com for all of the exciting Toyota race details. Then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% financing on select new Toyota models and cash them. APR financing terms vary by model and model year, and not all buyers will qualify. Check out buyatoyota.com and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
And we don't believe in shortcuts. In fact, if there were such a thing as a lawyer, the latest example, our Black Forest Beechwood Smoked Ham. To cook, we imported beechwood chips from the forests of Germany. This creates a both rich and smooth. Out of the way, yes. Takes more time, yes. Worth every step, we wouldn't have it any other way. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
It's like that persistent nagging feeling that will only go away when you get away. For travel, there's the new Discover It Miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend. And you can fly anytime with no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use miles to credit your state. Fly and Discover will double your miles at the end. Go on. Scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Learn more at discover.com/.
Enjoy dog games, adoptions, vendors, and more at Westchester Commons at the Intern Park. Richmond Animal League's Wolfstock Festival, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit ral.org.
Now, back to LXL 102.
In the morning. All right, real quickly before we get into Diane's dirt. Thank you, Bozzelli's Deli and Pizza, for coming in today. It's BozzelliDeliDeli.com. 1978. Bozzelli's Deli and Pizza have been serving subs and pizza. Real Italian guys, stop for a steak sub or a meaty boy pizza. Again, for more information or online ordering, go to Bozzelli Deli. So thank you guys very much for coming in. All right, we got to get into some dirt. Now, keep in mind, after dirt, I am going to need two winners, please. One. We'll be go see the Caps take on the Islanders live when they get home Thursday night. The other winner, Wizards take on the Raptors when they get home for game three. So I'll need a Caps fan and I'll need a Wizards fan. Caps fan, obviously, you get two Islanders. Wizards fans, you get tickets to see the Wizards and the Raptors. I'm going to do that. So I'll take two winners when we're done with dirt. One of you will go see the Caps and the Islanders. The other one will go see the Wizards and the Raptors. All right, Diane, let's get please.
It is spring break night tonight on Dancing with the Stars. It's as they continue to whittle.
I feel like it's already passed.
Whittle people down. No, the dances of spring break.
Hey, does Erin Andrews say anything tonight? No, she won't say anything about Jared. Why not? Why wouldn't you address it? Come on. Her boyfriend is all
new. We'll start.
For getting cocaine and ex-time.
There's no way.
So she's not going to say anything. Real quickly, before we get the scores.
If I may.
Just want to tell Jared I'm thinking of him and we're getting him help.
No.
Nothing.
Right. Voices back tonight, Mike and Molly, The Following and Castle. Also.
On The Following.
No.
Kaylee, are you watching it at all? Jackie's so good.
Really?
But,
really?
Yeah, she said it's so good. I'm way behind. About a season. But she said it is good. But. Whoops.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducting its 2015 class. You've seen some highlights. Cast an edited version up on May 30th. Burt won 3 trophies at the ACMs, including top female artist. Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year. Jaden Smale, Cole Swindell broke through as a top
there you go, Kaylee.
New artist. Taylor Swift's mom got a very finish. She presented her daughter with her with a Stone Award. Taylor very thankful to the country audience, saying, you know, thanks to the people who continue to latest albums like more pop.
It was at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
Visually,
really?
It was amazing.
I think they said it. That's obviously
largest,
like
a televised award show.
Yeah.
I was just saying,
television.
What was it? 80,000 people had to be there.
It was. It was
people?
Unreal. It was so strange, and it was the 50th anniversary of the award. So people pulled out all the stops.
It.
Yeah, I liked it.
And they said Randy Travis got an ovation too.
Oh, you know what?
Obviously,
good for Randall.
He's going to come back from. Because he apparently making personal phone calls to Pete to Tidal to thank them. For using the new streets. Apparently, you need to sign up now if you want to get that special treatment.
I do.
Coleman is going to reprise his role as the upcoming sequel for Independence Day. So
good
he's
call.
On along with Jeff Goldblum, Vivica Fox. He's also going to be in the new one, as is going to be playing the son of Will Smith's character. Final film back in the 90s, saying that Penelope Cruz has agreed to a movie. That movie not coming out till February of next year. Some will show that when a subject of the show Finding Your Roots, he wanted them to hide the fact that he had a slave owning ancestor. Now the show not up in his story, but they say now they wanted to focus more on interest his family
that part
history.
Would not have been interesting.
No. We always say that the showbiz deaths continue to come in threes. So he had
right, just got paid.
Good Times actor Ben Powers, who I guess was only on the last season.
He was filmed as his husband.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Wasn't he, I think?
He died? No.
Yeah, and then Jonathan Crombie from the Anne of Green Gables also.
Okay, I don't think at all. Yeah. I know Thelma's husband.
Furious 7 just made history as the fastest movie ever to hit $1 billion in 17 days after it was released. So number one for 3 straight on 29 million. Domestically, Paul Blart 2 came out in second place. And then the movie Unfriended for the rest of the top three. With Sidney Pacquiao, is going to earn an extra $10 just by selling ads for the Floyd Mayweather fight. So far, apparently, they have 6 companies that are going to put their logo on his boxing trunks.
He's not going to make any money off of that fight.
Yeah.
Although, did you see the story over the weekend? They're 2 weeks away from that fight. And they haven't put tickets
at all?
Nope. Tickets have not been put on sale yet for that fight. I mean, you can order pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Can't buy
but
a ticket
to go to the event.
Not on sale yet.
Why is that?
I don't run the box off. No, yeah, I'm just telling you.
Is there any speculation as to why they're like dragging their heels on that?
Gets to the fight.
Okay. Demi Moore is selling her room Manhattan penthouse. Bruce Willis back in the day for $70 million. Apparently, she won the apartments when they split up in 2000. So now she is selling.
$75.
If it sells for that, it will break the record for the most expensive Upper West Side ever sold.
Jesus Christ.
A restored antique piano that was signed by both Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr for the New Orleans chapter of Habitat for Humanity sold for just under $99,000. So over the Hammett acknowledging that it's a time since Metallica got their act together, obviously, 7 years since they last released an album, at least part of it, 250 riffs, other musical ideas.
I don't know Lars's number.
No, he said, no. He said he was physically sick about it for like 3 days because there was all this work that he had been recording and saving the cup. In case you missed it, Kiss is with Scooby-Doo to put out an animated movie. Listen.
You want to run of the best!
An all-new Scooby-Doo original movie. The roll band Kiss. The demon. The spaceman meets the legendary dog. The cake.
Scooby's got makeup on.
Oh, my. When is it on? Let me make it.
July 10th, digitally, and then July 21st, Blu-ray DVD. All of the members of the band did voice.
I don't question
that. I thought it would have been. I looked for guest voices, including Kevin Smith and Darius Rucker.
No kidding.
It's not the most embarrassing thing they've done. I don't know why everyone's laughing about it.
They did.
Meredith Vieira's show.
I missed that.
That was rough.
Is thankful to have his backpack back after he lost it in a cab in New York. He put the tweet out announcing that asking people to keep an eye out for it, looking for it specifically for that purpose. 7 million Twitter followers going to get you your pack back. And he said the person, being a good Samaritan, didn't ask for anything in return. Spanish link Sábado Gigante is going to be ending after 53 years on
isn't
the
that,
air.
Isn't that
air.
Unbelievable?
Yeah. Show is going to be coming in September, and Ariana Grande's boyfriend Big Sean posting a picture of him baseball hat with the cap. Hashtag Detroit. no. You know who doesn't appreciate that?
Mrs. Grande?
Ariana on Twitter. Because he said that D better be Detroit. Ariana is saying the account attributed to her dad was a fake.
No, that's because she is getting that big D. That's awesome. Two winners. 866 to Elliot. 866-235. Call me right now. I will give you a Caps fan. I have your playoff tickets. Capitals. I will send you to get the Caps take on the Islanders Thursday night. At Verizon Center, I also need a Wizards fan. I will give you tickets to Game 3 Toronto Raptors. 866-235-5468. Two winners, I need you.
It's in the morning. This is XL102 after Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
Get quick, safe, and reliable switching to new Duralast mat available only at AutoZone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the impact came with your car. Get in zone.
Welcome to Moe's!
Because of the great deal at Moe's West Grill, everyone Moe Mondays. So start your week off right with a burrito with chips and salsa for a crazy low price.
Your child never needs our services. Virginia's first and only pediatric trauma center is here. Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU brings a wide range of services, a multidisciplinary team of specialists, pediatric intensive care, and physical therapy, all to give the best possible chance for a full recovery. Learn more at CH Richmond Prama.
What's the next best thing to new? Certified used from a George Toyota. Right now, we're offering incredible deals on one of the Central Atlantic's largest selections of certified pre-owned 2014 Toyota Corolla. Just $14,395. And 24 release starting at just $15,902 like new vehicles for under $16,000. Plus, special 2.9% APR finance. And every vehicle is backed by the Majority Promise, which gives you state inspections for life, 1 year free oil changes, and a 6 month pre-owned guarantee. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, you can further than the McGeorge Certified 2705 West Broad and McGeorgeToyota.com. 2.9% APR with 8. Prices do not include tax and $595 process. Offers be combined with any other offers that's not valid on prior sales. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires 5/4/2015.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping a great cause. Wine for Cure. Cures a cancer research. Jammin' at Jezebel's is Saturday night from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor, call Vicki at 631-2084. That's 2084.
The 10th Annual Central Virginia Wine Festival is coming to Innsbruck Pavilion Saturday, May 9th from noon to 6. Sample 10 different wineries and enjoy craft vendors and live music. Tickets $20 in advance, $25 at the gate, under 21 free. Purchase, visit cvwine.com or visit your local Martin's Foods.
Feeling stuck in a job instead of in a career you love? Stratford University has the answer. Opportunities at our open house on Thursday, April 23rd at our Glen Allen campus. For details, go to stratford.edu/open house. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
I had the merry-go-round as many times as many times. I should have known just how many times he had in mind not to eat that corn dog. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. I know. But where it stops?
GEICO. 5 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO, NOCO has a local agent. Expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. GEICO agents run in businesses that could help tailor your policy-specific needs. Whether you are motorcycle, RV, or boat, the GEICO insurance agency could also help send renter's coverage. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes,
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your lower.
GEICO is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my apparently available 24 never. And with GEICO's claim stat, I report a claim, I receive update alerts. Did you hear that, Billy? Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
iHeartRadio goes Wallace Genius on the current state of music.
That's the great thing about music at the moment, in that all the bands that I love, they're just from wherever. It's kind of not like, 10, 15 years ago where you had to have two guitars, drums and bass, and you couldn't touch too much synthesizers. You couldn't stray from that line, whereas now it's kind of, you can do that, and you can also put synthesizers in, you can be happy, you can be sad, whatever. It's a real, it's like a good time in music.
To iHeartRadio for more Atlas artists.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, W10 WRXL, Elliott in the Morning.
Come people, come now people. Come now people.
Two winners real quickly. 866 to Elliot. 866-232-4-6-8.
This is Travis,
sir.
Great, sir. How are you?
I am excellent. Travis, I am sending you to see the Capitals and the Islanders, correct?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Perfect. You will be there game day Thursday night. Back dinner, so if you hold tight one second for me, just to get some info from Ive. Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hi, how are you doing? Today?
I am excellent.
This is Chris.
Chris, playoffs for you as well. I will give you tickets to see the Wizards take on the Toronto Raptors Friday night, game 3 of the series, at home at Verizon. So hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get Wizards and the Raptors on Friday.
All right, thanks, Elliot.
You got it, dude. You hold tight 1 second for me as well. All this week, you will win your playoff tickets. Caps Islander, Wizards, Raptors. After every day this week, during you'll get two winners. Send you to go see some playoff games. Don't forget, other things going on this week. We'll qualify you to win a trip to go to Bonnaroo. You win tickets, you will go see Alabama. And then you qualify for two to head to Bonnaroo. We'll give that grand prize away on Friday. And then the other big thing going on this week is Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. All this week, I will let you do. You and three of your friends will go next Tuesday night. For screening of Avengers. IMAX 3D. Get through when I ask you to call in or around at that time. You can register to win tickets online. Go to Facebook, ITM online. In there, you'll see all for the information on everything that's going on. But if you need to register to try to get your ticket that way, Facebook.com/EITM online. And once again, much nice people at Bozelli's Deli. Bozelli Deli 78. Bozelli's has been serving subs and pizza throughout Northern Virginia, founded by real Italian guys. Get a steak. Again, for more information and online order, just go to Bozelli Deli. Everybody have yourself a good, safe day. We will see everybody back here tomorrow.
The day is closed. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll grow, though. We'll ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell. I hate to go. I do.
see you.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
An iHeart radio station.
Duration of XL102 Richmond. Broadcast around the world radio.
This.
Talk about it. Never dance like this before.
Lights off. Carry me. XL102.
They wanna get my.
Alternative 102.
Forgiveness, but it's so hard for me to find.